down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't wait, oh, wait, oh. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your heavy light.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Coquito, you know she from Puerto Rico.
La like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce outside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby. I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, "Como estás?" I said, "Me no speako."
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of Coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I heard she went viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I heard she went viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you in time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. Just wasting time. In the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. If you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, this is our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
my little white thing. Funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. It's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, babe. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
All your friends are verified, acting like they're first in line. I'm looking at your life through cellophane, hoping things will stay the same. I was always by your side. And isn't it strange how a stranger's get? Isn't it strange? On someone my shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you ever.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
We head into the Friday night ball game of this six-game series here in Amarillo with the Rough Riders continuing their final series of the year here in 2023. Well, the Rough Riders offense has been a little bit demure this week after a narrow loss yesterday, a 2-1 final score for the Rough Riders. It's the second time this week that the Rough Riders have lost by that exact same score. But they do have a win on Wednesday by a much bigger fashion, 10-1. Over the Sod Poodles, and so Frisco has been outscoring the Soddies this week by 7 runs and yet trailed the series 2-1. Frisco's now 32-34 in the second half of play, no longer in playoff contention for the second half title, an overall record of 63-71. The Sod Poodles are very much in contention for the second half title, and more than that, they've clinched it already. They're 41-25 in the second half of play and a nice couple of round numbers in their overall record of 75-60. So another good matchup here today for game 4 of this 6-game series and one of the final 3 games on the season of 2023 for the Rough Riders. On the mound today for Frisco's Ryan Garcia. The UCLA product gets his final start on the season for Frisco. Garcia with a 3-9 record, a 6.92 ERA on the season. Had a pretty good start his most recent time out against Northwest Arkansas with 8 strikeouts over 5 innings, allowing 2 runs, and the start before that was shutout baseball over 5 innings. So just 2 earned runs over his last 10 frames for Ryan Garcia. His battery mate today will be David Garcia. The starting pitcher today for the Amarillo Sod Poodles is Connor Gramis. The right-hander out of Xavier takes the ball, a 5-2 record and a 3.63 earned run average for the Xavier product. It's his last start of the season, and a former fifth-round pick now gets the start today for Amarillo. First pitch this evening at 7:05 today here from Hodgetown. The final 3 games of the year coming up on a pleasant day, partly cloudy, not too hot of temperatures here in Amarillo. It's been kind of up and down in terms of the temperature, some pretty cold days here this week, but today should be mild and overall pretty good here in Amarillo, currently at 76 degrees. It'll dip down to the upper 60s by the game's conclusion. When we come back, we've got a pitcher joining us for our pregame guest, Michael Brewer, who is one of the relievers for the Rough Riders, who spent part of the season at High A and a big chunk of it at Double A. And the native of Hillsboro, Missouri, is our guest next on the pregame show. Stay with us for Frisco Rough Riders Baseball right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Welcome back here in Amarillo on the pregame show. Michael Brewer is our guest today as we continue the series, the final series of the season for Frisco. Well, Michael, it's good to see you. First game of this series, your first appearance here in Amarillo this week. Came out for an inning, 1-2-3. How did that feel just to get a good inning, start out the final series in the right way?
It feels great. I mean, besides the weather, it's a little chilly out here. Got to get used to that. It's like a 40-degree difference. But, I mean, felt great when out there, 3 strikes, competed. You know, when you do that, feel pretty good. So started the week off hot, and hopefully finish well. Yeah. So,
does it feel like a different sense of warming up when you're warming up out in the bullpen and it's 99 degrees and your muscles handle that a little differently versus warming up when it's 68? Do you do something differently as you're loosening in the bullpen?
Besides, I would say more throws. So, like, when it's 100 out, you can get hot in four throws. But when it's 70, you're like, oh, this might take about 10 or 10 to 15. You're like, it's going to take a little longer. Other than that, no. I would say maybe, like, weighted balls or some, like, red hot or, like, icy hot, something like that. But, no, just more throws for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of warm-ups, have you adjusted anything, learned anything from the coaches, anything that you've added, whether it be in pregame warm-ups or just right when you're warming up during the sixth inning, anything that you've learned or that's helped you get ready for a game?
So a lot of our beginning of this year, med balls a lot have helped me, like, warm up, just like get my delivery, like, in sync and just stuff like that. I got off, like, the plyo work. They just started bothering with my arm a little bit. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to leave that one aside. And what else? We got this balance pad. I love the balance pad. I don't know why. I think it helps me throw strikes. Maybe it does. I don't know. But I do it every day, multiple times. So I think that really just hones me in on the mound, makes me feel balanced, makes me just attack more, just helps me get locked in.
Yeah. What do you do on the balance pad?
So I really get up to delivery with a knee raise, and then I'll just sit there as long as I can, and then obviously I'll drop after a while, and then I'll do, like, from, like, foot strike to knee up, just keep doing that repetitively, and then I'll go to my lead leg. So I'll go to that and then help work on that. That leg's horrible, so that one needs a lot of work.
Well, there's part one of our conversation with Michael Brewer. Starting lineups are coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, final three games of the series and the season in 2023 for the Frisco Rough Riders. Let's get you the starting lineups for both clubs as the Amarillo Sod Poodles play host to the Rough Riders. Once again, here in game four of this series, as Frisco tries to tie up the series at two games apiece. Sean Roof is the skipper for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. His lineup begins as follows. Cam Duzenac leads off and plays shortstop today, looking for his first hit of the series, but he's hitting .315 on the season. Tim Tawa bats second and plays second. Caleb Roberts hits in the three hole and has left field duties today. A.J. Vukovic cleans up. He does lead the team with 95 RBIs and plays center field tonight. Seth Beer hits fifth and plays first base. Davidson De Los Santos is the designated hitter. He's sitting sixth. J.P. Castillo is next, and he will have right field tonight. J.J. D'Orazio hits in the eight hole and catches today. And a Giancarlo Cintrone, the nine hole hitter and third baseman for the Sod Poodles this evening. Again, it's Connor Gramas on the hill for Amarillo. Ryan Garcia is his counterpart, just finishing his warm-up pitches as we speak with David Garcia, his battery mate. Now for Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders, the leadoff man today for Frisco is Caber Rodriguez, once again playing shortstop. Wyatt Langford in his electric series so far in his first nine games in AA. He's playing left field and batting second. Another multi-hit game yesterday his sixth already in his first nine games. He didn't hit a home run yesterday for the first time this series, but he did have the only RBI last night with a base hit and two singles yesterday. Liam Hicks bats third for the Rough Riders and DHs today. Kellen Strom is the cleanup hitter and center fielder today for Frisco. Josh Hatcher bats fifth for the Rough Riders and plays first base. Then batting in the sixth hole and playing right field, Aaron Zavala is next. He's followed by Franier Chavez playing at the hot corner, and the switch hitter will bat seventh. David Garcia is hitting eighth and catching tonight, and then making his double-A, not debut, but his first start with the Rough Riders, Zion Bannister checks into the nine hole, and he will play second base today for Frisco. He did already play two games for Frisco this series, recently pinch running and then pinch hitting amongst the first couple of games here in Amarillo. But he gets the start today. And the native of Nassau in the Bahamas bats ninth and plays second for the Rough Riders. So again, that's Rodriguez, Lankford, Hicks, Strom, Hatcher, Zavala, Chavez, Garcia, and Bannister. In yesterday's ballgame, Amarillo claiming victory, two runs on nine hits and one error, and the Rough Riders with one run on four hits and no errors. It was a very similar game to Tuesday. Both games yesterday and Tuesday, Amarillo scored two runs in the fifth inning as the first couple of runs of the ballgame. Frisco scored their first and only run in the eighth inning on a Wyatt Lankford RBI. That made the score 2-1, and then that score held through the ninth inning. That was the exact same rhythm to both Tuesday and Thursday's game. Same runs in the same half innings. Wyatt Lankford with the RBI. On Tuesday, it was a home run solo, and on Thursday, it was an RBI single, one hopping the wall. But other than that, it felt like a very identical game between Tuesday and Thursday, both of them Amarillo winning. And meanwhile, that Frisco victory bookended by those two games, the Rough Riders winning on Wednesday by a final score of 10-1. So we head into this Friday game. The Rough Riders have a chance to knot the series up at two wins apiece and have a chance to still get back to 500 or even finish the second half above 500. They're two games below that mark with three games to go on the season. Well, when we come back, Zach Bigley has the play-by-play as Connor Gramis will throw the first pitch and Caber Rodriguez will climb in when we return. First pitch on the other side of this break. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco,
he swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
We welcome you into the Texas Panhandle. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, game number 135 of the season and the final Friday night game in 2023 for Frisco. Connor Gramis gets the start today for Amarillo against the Rough Riders. He'll face Kaver Rodriguez, Wyatt Langford, and Liam Hicks in the top third of the order. And the Rough Riders looking for a win after a tough loss, 2-1 last night. Hi, everybody. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to welcome you in to Hodgetown, the home of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, for game four of this six-game series. Kaver Rodriguez ready to step in from the right side, and we are ready to get this baby underway. Happy you're with us. Connor Gramis, the right-hander who's been a reliever most of the season, gets the spot start. He's making his sixth start of the season for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's his 30th overall appearance. He works from the stretch. He's ready to go, and the first pitch of the game is over for a strike. Belt high, and it's 0-1. On Kaver Rodriguez. Rodriguez, right-handed batter. Gramis, right-handed pitcher. He brings it home. Breaking ball sits high, and it's 1-1. Connor Gramis stands 6'1", 200 pounds, 26 years old, out of McLean, Virginia. Former fifth-round pick of the Diamondbacks in 2019 out of Xavier University. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a breaking ball off the outside corner. That was a good slider. And it's 1-2. He can touch 98 miles an hour with that fastball. And the slider will be in the upper 80s. He will throw that slider around 70% of the time. I'm expecting him to go about three innings in today's game. It'll be another bullpen day today for Amarillo. 1-2 on Rodriguez, leading it off in the first in the pitch. Slider low and outside. We're even at 2-2. It's the home white uniforms today for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Tops and bottoms with a red ball cap. It's a bright red cap as opposed to the scorch red of the Rough Riders. 2-2. Swinging a miss. Slider low and away. Strike three. Rodriguez down on strikes, and there's one out. That brings Wyatt Langford to the plate. Rough Riders in their road gray tops and bottoms with a red double R ball cap up top. It's the scorched red. Wyatt Langford has been nothing short of spectacular during his time with Frisco so far this season. In this series, he's 6-9. He not only has a five-game hitting streak, he's had exactly two hits in each of those five games during the hitting streak. He also has three home runs in this series in the first pitch. Fastball ripped to the inside corner, a strike at 96, and it's 0-1. Langford, those five straight games with multiple hits, ties a season high by any Rough Rider this year, tying Evan Carter, who did it back in July. The pitch. Breaking ball to the top of the zone for a strike. A hard slider, and it's 0-2. Langford, in his nine games with the Rough Riders, is 12-29. A 414 average, and over 1,300 OPS. The pitch. Slider high and inside. And it's 1-2. Langford has the fifth lowest swinging strike rate in the Texas League, a swinging strike rate of just 7.9%. And he has the best OPS and batting average this season out of anybody in the Texas Rangers organization. The pitch. Slider rammed to third and passed Cintron out in the left field. A base hit for Wyatt Langford again. He's got a six-game hitting streak, and he's 7-10 in the series. Unreal. Man, he just keeps on hitting. Wyatt Langford with a base hit in the left.
And Liam Hicks bats. Everything he hits hard. Liam Hicks, left-handed hitter for the Rough Riders. Runner at first, one down. And the pitch, Lakeford runs. It's low. Throw down to second. Not in time. He's got his first career double-A stolen base. He got thrown out earlier at home, and now he has his first swipe. And Hicks is ahead in the count, 1-0. Great start for the Rough Riders, already a runner in scoring position. Hicks, open stance from the left side. Grammis readies from the stretch. And he fires. Down low and inside in the dirt with a slider, and it hit Hicks on the top of the right foot. So a hit by pitch, and Hicks is aboard at first. And there are two on for the Rough Riders with one out, and here's Kellen Strong. And so far this year, right-handers were hitting just 178 against Connor Grammis, and no problem for Wyatt Langford to pick up that base hit as a right-handed batter, but now it's Kellen Strom as another righty has to deal with him. Strom 3-for-11 in the series so far. All three hits coming back in game two. Grammis delivers home. Just inside. One ball, no strikes. 96 mile an hour heater from him. Strom hitting 245 this season over 118 games. Grammis from the stretch. He delivers. Breaking ball, slips to the outside corner, a strike. 1-1. Defense behind Connor Grammis today looks like this. It's Caleb Roberts in left field, A.J. Vukovic in center, and Nafi Castillo in right. Giancarlo Cintron has third. Camden Dusenak is at shortstop today. The pitch. Slider outside. 2-1. Tim Tawa at second base. Seth Beer at first. And J.J. D'Orazio does the catching today for Amarillo. Grammis has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. He fires. Outside. Three balls in one strike. So it's gone single hit by pitch, and now Strom is ahead 3-1 here in the top of the first inning. No team this year has scored more runs in the Texas League in the first inning than the Frisco Rough Riders. 98 first inning runs over 134 games. Trying to add to that. 3-1 toss. Low and away, ball four. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom works a walk. It's his 72nd of the season to put him in sole possession of sixth place in a single season over Riders franchise history. And here's Josh Hatcher with the bases loaded. Frisco has 9 grand slams this year. They haven't had one since the last week of July at Wichita, and time called, we'll see a mound visit from the pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani. Wyatt Langford singled, he's at third. Liam Hicks was hit by a pitch, he's at second, and Kellen Strom walked, he's at first. The three games in this series have played out very interestingly. The Rough Riders lost 2-1 in game one, in a game that Amarillo scored 2 runs in the 5th. The Rough Riders scored their lone run on a Wyatt Langford solo home run in the 8th. Well, last night, the Sod Poodles won 2-1, scoring both runs in the 5th inning, and Wyatt Langford had an RBI single in the 8th inning. And in between those two, sandwiched in between, the Rough Riders scored 10 runs in a 10-1 victory. If you look at it overall in this series, the Rough Riders have only allowed 5 runs on the pitching side of things, but they have lost 2 of the games. So they're 1-2 despite allowing just 5 runs over 3 games. Josh Hatcher, the left-handed batter. Here's the stretch from Grammis in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home off of D'Orazio, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders trying to strike first early on in this game. It's a beautiful night for baseball here in Amarillo. 77 degrees, our first pitch temperature tonight. Here's the offering in. Hatcher swings, bounces it foul again back behind home on a protective hack. He was out in front. And it's 0-2 on a good slider from the right-hander. Infield to pull, and kind of slightly in on a hard hit grounder. They'll try to go home to get Langford. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Three pitches, Hatcher strikes out. And that brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. Two down, bases loaded. Aaron Zavala, the left-handed batter, gets a pull side shift as well, infield-wise in the defense. Zavala, half swing out towards the hill. Graham is ready from the stretch. He delivers home. Z watches a slider on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Aaron Zavala had a two-run double earlier in the series. It's his only hit in the set. 0-4 yesterday. 1-13 in the series. The 0-1. Just outside, missing with a backdoor slider. One ball and one strike on the Riders' right fielder, trying to strike first in this first inning. No score. Grammis peers in with the ball behind his back. And he steps off, wants a redo of the signs. It's already been a pretty lengthy inning for him pitch count-wise. This next one will be his 22nd. And he's trying to work out of a bases-loaded jam. Now the Rough Riders have had their struggles with runners in scoring position at times. They went 0-4 in Game 1. 4-15 in Game 2 despite scoring 10 runs. In yesterday's ball game, they lost 2-1 as well and went 1-7. Here's the stretch from Grimmins. The 1-1. Just outside of a slider. Two balls and one strike. Chris Presley Murphy, our crew chief, has balls and strikes behind home plate. Nate Dietrich, our third base umpire. Benjamin Engstrand, our first base umpire tonight. Two balls and one strike on Zavala. Stretching the pitch. He swings, fouls it away, left side. And out of play, out onto the street. It's two balls and two strikes. This is where we've seen a lot of fastballs elevated against Zavala, though he just went fastball. We'll see if he goes to that slider now. Bases full of Riders, the 2-2. Fouled away, back behind home. It was the slider at the bottom of the zone. Zavala stays alive. Rough Riders have decent speed on the corners. As time called, there's already somebody warming out of the bullpen, and he just threw it back behind home on his first warm-up toss. And Zach Barnes loosening out of the bullpen. Gotta love those on-field bullpens. All right, Grammis ready to go. Bases loaded, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Zavala back in from the left side. Here's the right-hander's 2-2. Swinging a fly ball deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it's foul. Aaron Zavala binning for a grand slam, and he hit it foul down the right field line. It's still two balls and two strikes. We'll do it all again. Grammis ready. A 2-2. Fastball in the air down the left field line and foul. Great at-bat by Zavala here. That's four foul balls in a row. Staying alive with the bags packed. The wind is blowing in from center field at 11 miles an hour. It'll be hard to get a ball to carry out in that direction. Zavala has really good power to the opposite way, though. Grammis has allowed five homers. They've all been to left-handed batters like Zavala is. The pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner with a slider. Grammis sits him down. The Rough Riders load the bases but leave them loaded in the first and fail to score. We're into the bottom of the first inning. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders had a golden opportunity to score in the first inning, and they could not as Connor Grimes ends up striking out the side and leaving the bases loaded. Frisco goes to work now on the pitching side of things with Ryan Garcia facing Camden Duzenac to lead things off in the first pitch. Foul back behind home, and it's 0-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Duzenac, Tawa, and Roberts, the top three in the order, due up for Amarillo. Ryan Garcia has been one of the best, most consistent starters all season long for the Rough Riders. He deals home. Check swing. He went around for the strike. And it's 0-2. A 25-year-old, 6 foot, 180 pounds out of UCLA. Former second rounder by the Rangers in 2019, the 0-2. A line shot hit deep to left field. Langford back at the warning track, looking up, and it's gone. Leadoff solo homer on an 0-2 pitch for Camden Duzenac. And it's 1-0 Amarillo in the bottom of the first inning. The biggest problem this season for Ryan Garcia has been the home run ball. That's his 20th he's allowed this year. And it's the fourth most in Rough Riders franchise history in a single season. It's 1-0 Amarillo in the first inning. Tim Tawa, the batter now. Right-handed hitter. Here's Garcia's first pitch. Tawa fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. The home run ball will be plentiful in this stadium if you let the ball get up in the air, and that's one of the tough things for Garcia. He's one of the best fly ball pitchers in the Texas League and in the Rangers org. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Fastball right by him at 91. His 44% fly ball rate is the second highest in the Rangers organization this year. The toughest thing for him has been some of those fly balls have left the yard. He pins the glove underneath his arm, has his side in the 0-2. Breaking ball just inside, missing with the curve, and it's 2-1. Make it 1-2, beg your pardon. Garcia making his 26th start of the season. That's tied for the most in the Texas League this year. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and the curveball buried in the dirt for strike three. Garcia collects after blocking and fires down to first to complete the strikeout. And it's the first K of the night for Ryan Garcia. One away in the first inning, 1-0 Amarillo, and here's Caleb Roberts. The really good thing that Ryan Garcia does a lot of is strike out a lot of batters. His 106 strikeouts are tied for 10th most in the Texas League now. And fourth in the Rangers organization. He goes to work against the lefty Roberts, and the first pitch is hit in the air down the left field side. Langford coming in, he's under it, and he puts it away in front of his chest for the second out of the inning. A.J. Vukovic, the batter. Really, when Garcia gets in trouble, it's allowing batters to reach on walks. If he can get a few of those first pitch outs like he just did against Caleb Roberts and go deep in the game, that would be huge for Frisco. A.J. Vukovic stands in the first pitch. Low and outside, 1-0. Defense for Frisco, it's Wyan Langford in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. Rainier Chavez at third, Caber Rodriguez at shortstop, Zion Bannister gets the start at second base. The pitch. Fouled back. It's 1-1. Josh Hatcher at second. And David Garcia is the Rough Riders catcher today, paired with his battery man, Ryan Garcia. No relation. But we have an all-Garcia battery. The pitch home. Strike at the bottom of the zone in the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Congratulations to Zion Bannister, his first career double-A start. And it's at second base. Garcia's pitch. A line shot into right field the opposite way, and Rodriguez, or I should say Vukovic, picks up the single. He's now 3-for-7 in this series, going to the opposite way, and now Seth Beer stands in. Beer 2-for-7 with a double and two RBIs. It was a two-run ground rule double in the fifth inning of yesterday's game that ended up being the deciding runs in the contest. Here's the stretch. Ryan Garcia fires. Vukovic runs, and it's grounded into right field. A base hit. Vukovic turns second. Hot puts it into third. He's in there standing. Runners on the corners now on a pair of two-out singles for Amarillo. The hit and run works to perfection. Vukovic coasted into third base. Davison De Los Santos the batter now. It's 1-0 Amarillo already. And Garcia gets a mound visit from Garcia, his catcher. Nothing our score, Amarillo leads. Runners at the corners, and Garcia, who has had problems in the first inning this year, 21 runs allowed, the most out of any frame in the first. The pitch. De Los Santos takes a strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-1. He has his sign again, and the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hit foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. De Los Santos 4-for-11 in this series. He's doubled and homered. He has 19 home runs on the season overall. Early on in the year, he didn't seem to be much of a threat versus the Rough Riders. He's come on late, though. 0-2 offering from Garcia. Just high, didn't miss by much. Try the upstairs slider, and it's 1-2. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Chris Presley Murphy. Runners take their leads from the edges in the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball upstairs. First strike, 3. He strikes out De Los Santos, strands a pair, but one run across on 3 hits, no errors, 2 left on. It's 1-0 Sod Poodles to the top of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the second inning here in Amarillo, Texas. The Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's 1-0 Amarillo out in front. Zach Bigley alongside Josh Warden, and we're joined by a very special guest.
What's going on? What's going on?
It's Noah Bremer. Noah, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Picture, got a hell of a view up here. Man.
Right? It's
great.
Not too bad. There's Freiner Chavez, the pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So it's 1-0 Amarillo. What do you think of the ballpark, Noah?
I mean, it's a lovely ballpark, to be honest. The scenery and everything, the weather's been great for us. I'm just getting a little bit of cold after 100-something degrees every day in Frisco. it's a beautiful park. I love that little 352 bar out and left. I think it's a really cool spot.
Oh, yeah. There's
a lot of fans, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pull a decent crowd. Not much to do here, but. Yeah.
There's a ground out to second by Chavez. There's one away in this second inning. And here's David Garcia. First pitch is low and outside from the new pitcher, Zach Barnes, and it's 1-0. Well, it's not a very nice ballpark for a pitcher.
Yes,
but
yes.
And you've seen that firsthand back in 2021. The offering is down in the dirt, and it's 2-0. But you pitched very well in the opener, allowing just the pair of runs. How do you feel like you're performing in your final start of the year?
I definitely competed. You know, it's a really good baseball team over there. You know, they're winning the second half for a reason, you know, and it was really fun, though, to compete like that and to know, you know, what the season meant for me and everything coming off TJ. Like, I was very excited to get out there and, you know, for us to end here in 21 and everything, how that went, and just to come back and kind of leave on a good note kind of thing and take value in that and everything like that was really sweet. You know, playing here last year, though, was crazy just because the guys that we had on our team and how much juice that the league had at that time. And we came here and it was 3 home runs a game, Sam Huff and batting practice, putting it off the building way out on left. It's crazy.
David Garcia works a walk, and here's Zion Banister, who takes down low and inside. His second career AA plate appearance and his first career start.
I love this kid. Great kid. Works hard, fast.
Yes.
Kid can run. It's great.
What do you think of 3 straight switch hitters at the bottom of the lineup tonight? You don't see that very often.
I know, seriously. Especially with David as a catcher doing it.
The 1-0.
Oh, yeah.
There's a line shot down the right side.
That's
a fair ball rolling into the corner.
Oh, off the bounce.
Garcia on his horse around second on his way to third. He gets the stop sign there, and Zion Banister has his first career double-A hit. It's a double down the right field line.
Get that baseball.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to throw it. They're going to give it to us. Well, the pitcher's still going to use it. Holy. Yeah, I was going to say. Get you
a new
ball.
He's going to get a new one.
Well, that ball just got clobbered. You don't want that one. That's something I'm big on. I go to the line shot, I get that ball out of here. I don't want that thing no more.
A good-looking swing from Banister.
Big spot for Caber here.
Yeah, Caber Rodriguez up at the top of the order now, and you want to make sure that you keep this one a usable spot for Langford, who's on deck. The pitch fouled away, and it's 0-1. Caber Rodriguez, a guy who has won back-to-back a true Ranger Awards, a guy who is an amazing guy in the clubhouse, and he's played really well for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, I mean, that play that he made up the middle last night from his tokus, just throwing it over to first, I mean, it was such a phenomenal play. You know, you just want the umpire there just to pound him right, just to ring him up right there and just say, no, you're toast, just because it was a sick play. But, no, I mean, we've had some really good defenders come through here. You know, we had Doro in 21, you know, Baker's probably one of the best second basemen I think I've ever played with. Louis was phenomenal. Tom, like, the guys that we have in the infield is amazing.
There's a bouncer up the middle. The shortstop, Duzenak's there. He fires on to first, and it's in time. But Garcia comes in to score, and we're tied at 1 here in the top of the second.
There we go.
RBI ground out for Rodriguez.
See, but now you got Wyatt coming, and they're scared. They know they got 2 outs. They'll probably pitch around him a little bit because he's got the juice. They don't want to be on MLB TV. So, no, you're going to see a probably heavy slider, heavy off speed. If you give him that heater, he's going to juice it.
We already saw a base hit for him at 101 off the bat into left field in his first at-bat in the toss.
He takes it just
low, and it's 1-0. Talk about a guy who has come out and just swung the bat just about as well as you possibly can. Wyatt Langford, 7-for-10 now in the series.
Yeah. I mean, his mentality at the plate is amazing.
1-0. Slips across the outside corner of the knees. 1-1.
Don't know about that one. but, yeah, no, Wyatt, watching his at-bats from the dugout and just he doesn't – it's not like he doesn't care about what's happening, but he's not scared. Yep. He's not scared by the moment and everything like that. He's just here to hit and love it.
The 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1. Strong. Strong kid.
I mean, if I could get some forearms, some arms like that, you know, that'd be something else. That'd be something else. I know his base hits, even when he gets off the end of the bat or something like that.
Takes down the dirt here, 3-1.
He still gets that base hit, and you go to the track, man, it's 95, and it's like, dude, you cut that at the end. I don't know, man. I just took one hop the wall. It's like, all right. You freaking beast.
Talk about Sam Huff and his batting practice. Langford is pretty impressive batting practice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. No, it's so funny. We've been doing some on-field BP this week, and he's been in there each day off the machine just hitting bombs.
3-1. Ladder high strike. 3-2. Langford, a six-game hitting streak now. He is one hit away from a multi-hit game in six games in a row.
That's unreal.
Back. Look back towards second base. Bannister's back in. And this is, I mean, like we said, this is a guy who was playing in college earlier this year.
Seriously. No, we were talking about some this year all-time Frisco lineups.
Yeah.
And a lineup you could feel is incredible.
3-2. Swings and misses for strike three. That's just his fourth strikeout in 10 games. We're into the bottom of the second inning next. The Rough Riders get a run, and Noah Bremer, the Rough Riders pitcher, is back with us when we come back. Tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Back in Amarillo, the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at one. We're into the bottom of the second inning. Nafe Castillo to lead it off against Ryan Garcia, who's looking for a bounce-back inning after allowing a solo home run in the first. We're joined by Noah Bremer, Rough Riders pitcher.
This is fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great, great little gig you guys got going.
Talk about baseball for a living, not bad. Here's Ryan Garcia's first toss. Just high, and it's 1-0. Ryan Garcia has been really the epitome of consistency for the Rough Riders this year, just giving Frisco a ton of innings, and he's been fun to watch.
Yeah. Coming out of UCLA and kind of being under the John Savage thumb a little bit, you know, breeds a very good human. And I love Garcia, man. He's a really good kid. And he just wants to compete, just wants to get better. And, you know, you take his nonchalantness for granted as it's really just pure commitment to what he's doing. You know, and that's what I love about him.
He's behind 3-0 here. He tosses home. A swing and a miss. A high fastball from Castillo. That's an odd 3-0 swing right there, and it's now 3-1.
Yeah, these guys are aggressive. I mean, especially Robinson's not in the lineup today, but usually he hits after Castillo. And those two are some big boys getting the lineup down at the bottom. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I think Robinson was the guy who hit the 111 off me on Tuesday.
Yeah. Holy moly. pitch is high for ball four. It's a leadoff walk to Castillo here in the second inning, and J.J. D'Orazio, the catcher, stands in. Well, you mentioned UCLA for Ryan Garcia. What was it like playing down at Jackie Robinson Field in Southern California?
So my first Pac-12 start was actually against UCLA.
Okay.
It was me against James Caprillion.
Oh, nice.
Who was Golden Spikes winner, you know, finalist the year before.
First pitch to D'Orazio is that it's short. Rodriguez has got it on to second for one. Bannister to first in time for a double play. It's a 6-4-3 twin killing, and it erases the leadoff walk.
See, that's how you draw it up, because you know, you get the strikeout late there, it's more pitches. It's just a pitch count game for Bauer, right? You know? He's smart like that.
Oh, yeah.
My first Pac-12 start was at UCLA, and I gave up a home run to Kevin Kramer in the very first inning. And that was the only run I gave up in that game. But you know, that was I got my feet wet pretty quick in the Pac-12, and I loved every second of it. It was a fun place to play.
There's Garcia dealing with Giancarlo Cintron now, and the first pitch is rifled foul down the left field line. It's 0-1.
But it's funny, at UCLA they have like this bird sanctuary beyond left field, and just all game, all you hear is just a bunch of squawking and chirping and stuff like that, and it's just like, what's going on here, man?
There's the 0-1. There's a line drive to right center. That one's down for a base hit. Zavala cuts it off and gets it back in, but Cintron singles to right.
I played with him after 21 in Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
Yeah, him and Cintron, or at Centeno.
Centeno,
yeah,
okay.
World Series champ Juan Centeno.
2017 with the Astros.
Yeah, oh, and then the Red Sox as well. So two times.
That's right, yeah.
Crazy.
Camden Dusenak now, who hit the solo homer in the first to the top of the order. Tied at one here in the second. The pitch is just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're joined by Noah Bremer, Rough Riders pitcher. And if you didn't know, Noah went to Washington and all this Pac-12 talk.
A lot of Pac-12 guys on the team.
Oh, yeah. You know? And up here in the booth. We're all Pac-12 guys up here. Yeah. Pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-1. Excited for Michael Penix and the Dogs this year?
I am. You know, it scares me when they get ranked that high that early, because I've seen them fall out of that spot. But if the defense can be what they've been in the past, I love Penix this year. Hopefully getting the Heisman talk a little bit more.
Garcia stretches the 1-1. Fastball fouled back, and it's one ball and two strikes. You hear a thank you, because that pitch was up above the zone. It's got to be nice when a guy chases a pitch like that.
There were a couple of times in my outing where these guys swung 3-0, and I was like, thanks. Yeah. If you want to give me a strike, I'm all about it.
Garcia readies. 1-2. Ground ball back up the middle, and that one sneaks through into center, a base hit. Back-to-back singles from the 9-1 hitters for Amarillo. And they're in business with runners at first and second base for Tim Tawa. There's another Pac-12
guy. Went
to Stanford.
See, both my parents went to UC Berkeley. But it's funny, my brother really wanted to go to Stanford out of high school. So, and I think like my last collegiate start in Pac-12 was against Stanford or something like that. Yeah, so a lot of history there. Not a fan of the trees.
First pitch. Breaking ball inside, and it's 1-0. Tim Tawa has been a pretty pesky hitter against Frisco this year.
Another. He's got 109 hits on the season. I mean, there's a few 100-hit guys on this team.
Oh, yeah.
Taking for sure swinging.
1-0. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1, and that's taking out Jordan Lawler, who was on this team most of the year and is now up in the big league.
And then their third baseman, right? Melendez, I want to say, is hurt.
Yep, Ivan Melendez, the Hispanic Titanic. The bat is just high, and it's two balls and one strike. You got that nickname at the University of Texas.
Texas, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah, he's got 30 home runs in the season. So he's a guy that Riders are pretty happy not to see in this series. 2-1. Breaking ball hums inside, and it's 3-1 on Tawa. Tied at one, bottom of the second inning. Garcia stranded two in the first inning. He's trying to do the same here in the second. Three balls and one strike on Tawa. Right-hander stretches, peers towards second, deals in. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Good-looking slider. Garcia, a four-pitch guy. Very similar to yourself.
Yeah. He uses slider a lot better than I do. I think that might have been a changeup.
Okay.
His command, when it's on, it's very impressive. I wish I could be something similar.
3-2. Foul back.
Get in there.
Still 3-2. Runner's taking off here.
How are you feeling about Oregon this year?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or is it Washington at Autzen this year? Or are we going to? Or are you guys coming up to us?
I think it's at Washington this year. Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
3-2 pitch. Check swing, roller foul off the facing of the Riders' dugout right side. Have you been nailed by a foul ball in the dugout before?
No, I have not. But being in the bullpen and the times I have, you learn to hold your ground. and so that's one thing I'm not really afraid of. And I mean, you see enough balls come your way, you know which ones are going to get you. You know which ones are going to miss you. So.
That's fair. Yeah. Good old on-field bullpens here in Amarillo. 3-2. Check swing, and he did not go. It's just high and outside. Ball 4, and the bases are loaded now with 2 down. Well, you think back to how big that double play was. The bases are loaded now with Caleb Roberts, the 3-hole hitter up at the plate, who is hit really well against Frisco pitching this season. What do you like about Roberts and what he does?
He likes to pull the ball, but he also has willingness to go the other way. You know, he tallied 100 hits last night, which is not something to tout at all.
First pitch, curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He's fourth in the league in slugging percentage as well.
I mean, OPS up to 9-11. I mean, that's solid. That's really solid.
Garcia pitches. Fouled away left side.
He kind of reminds me of, it was like, was it Fletcher that was here in 21?
Yeah, Dominic Fletcher,
Fletcher, like some, or there's maybe another lefty that he was, and that, I think that's something that the Diamondbacks do a lot is they get these really well-swinging left-handed hitters.
I think of Corbin Carroll, who was here last year in 2022. Oh, okay. He was very, very good. Obviously, having a great season.
I can imagine what that was like to face. So fast.
0-2. Just high.
You want to?
1-2. Corbin Carroll against the Rough Riders last year hit one 484 to dead center over the batter's eye. And you mentioned the speed.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Tied at 1. Bases loaded. 2 outs. The 1-2. Outside. Breaking ball slipped out of his hand. 2-2.
Make a pitch right here, Garcia. Come on, baby.
What do you want him to go with here?
I'm feeling changeup. Feeling changeup down away.
He pitches. Fastball elevated.
See,
fouled it back.
That's the difference between Garcia and I. He has a really good backspinning, verti fastball. So you can get Roberts up and away if you can get him. Me, I like my changeup a little bit more than my fastball sometimes. So.
Against the lefty there?
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty far off the plate. It's hard to cover that outside corner.
Garcia stretches and steps off.
I think he wants a breaking ball here. Just watching how David was setting up.
He can miss here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He deals. There is the breaking ball, and he didn't get the call. Just missed. We're full at 3-2. Tied at 1. Bases loaded in the second inning.
So you still got good options here. You can go back to the fastball up, play it off the curveball, or go to the changeup.
He deals. Foul away. She went fastball up. It's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. There's nowhere to put Roberts here, and a ball in the gap could be scary with Tawa's speed at first base. He might be able to score 3 here, as everyone will be on the run on a 3-2 pitch. Florencio Serrano will get up and start throwing. Garcia has already thrown 44 pitches. He brings in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. And Garcia gets out of it with the strikeout. He strands the bases loaded in the second inning. No runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 3 left on base. And at the top of the third inning next, the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We go into the top of the third inning. It's the Rough Riders 1 and the Sod Poodles 1. We're still joined by Noah Bremer, Rough Riders pitcher, as Zach Barnes is back to the hill. It's Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, and Josh Hatcher. The 3-2 up, 3-4, and 5 for the Rough Riders. Hicks was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. And it looked like they had a ball get loose from the berm down the right field line, and Nathan Castillo was able to oblige and toss it back up into the stands.
Excited to see what Liam does in the fall league.
Oh, yeah. There's the stretch of the first pitch. There's a fly ball down the left field line, and it's foul. It's 0-1.
Because it took me a little while to realize it's, what, his second year in Pro Bowl?
Yep.
I mean, that's, for him to be doing what he's doing, the way he catches and everything, and it's really impressive to see it from a second-year guy.
Martin Steele's breaking ball flips to the outside corner of strike, 0-2. Talk about a guy who's advanced beyond his years in hitting. If he continues to be, I guess, to progress the way he's done behind the plate and gets better at catching, you're talking about a guy who could be a third or fourth day catcher in big league.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the power of a lefty bat, and especially a catcher who can swing it, I mean, you're going to find yourself in the lineup a lot of the time.
The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out on a pitch down low and inside. Barnes with his second strikeout. One away in the third for Kellen Strong. Hey, Hicks struck out there, but he doesn't strike out very often either.
No, 100%. No, and he can play a little bit at first base. Like you said, just sneak him in the DH spot if you need to. It's the lineup you can put out with him playing is really good.
First pitch. High, and it's 1-0 to Strong.
So funny when the catcher just, they like to leave it there just for a little bit longer, thinking, hey, if I hold it there, maybe it'll change it.
The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, outside edge, and it's 1-1. Tied at 1 here in the top of the third. Strom calls time and steps out. You mentioned pace of play. Well, in 2021, you didn't have the pitch clock.
Yeah.
You come back off of surgery, and you're inserted right into year two of it in the minors. What do you think? I know you had some pitch clock violations early on. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2.
I think there is actually a three-start stretch, where I had a pitch clock violation each time. And honestly, it's kind of ballpark to ballpark about how the operator wants to be about it.
There's the 1-2 in the dirt.
Because when you go to Corpus, like when I pitched in Corpus and I got one, it was like, see, the pitch clock hasn't gone up yet here. He has the ball. It should have already been going. So that's kind of an interesting thing where, like, a lot of places, as soon as the ball comes out of the catcher's hand, the clock is going.
The pin. And down low and inside, 3-2.
And there's really nothing you can do with nobody on. It's like you have to ask for a new baseball. That's kind of the new trick. But it's kind of a tough spot sometimes.
3-2. And there's a chopper up the middle to the second baseman, Tawa. He's got it. And he fires onto first in time for the out. And Kellen Strom is retired for out number 2 in the third.
I would say with the pitch clock, it's changed baseball, or at least pitching for me, in a sense that
it used to feel like each pitch was a sprint, but now it's like you're just running. You're just going, you're going, you're going, you're going. Where, like, you could take that 20 seconds and no one would really care.
Pitch to Hatcher is high. I want to know. Do you feel like it's better in some ways? You're not thinking as much?
Yes and no.
Hatcher breaks his bat, grounds it to third. Right to Cintroni. He's got it. He flips it across and retires Hatcher. And it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Zach Barnes. Tied at one as we go into the bottom half of the third inning. We'll be back with Noah Bremer after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Hey, well, that's the voice of Noah Bremer, and here's Noah Bremer right here.
Go Riders.
Come on. We're into the bottom of the third inning. It's tied at one. Ryan Garcia back to the hill. After a long inning like that, and then a short inning on the offensive side, what's the mentality going back out to the hill?
You want to buy some time. You know, see, this is a great start for Gar. You know, he was down to about 10 seconds on the pitch clock. Batter calls time. So now he gets that little bit, a couple more pitches, and hatches that bag, gets to reset a little bit more.
AJ Vukovic, the batter, first pitch. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1 on a first pitch curveball. Vukovic singled into right field back in the first inning. Wide stance from the right-hander. The pitch. Takes it low.
Where's he from? Is he a college guy?
Vukovic, I believe, is a high school guy. Let's see.
It's a big boy.
Yeah, East Troy High School. The pitch is low and outside. Two balls and one strike. He's had a good season. His 95 RBIs are second in the league to Thomas Sejasi.
He's a Wisconsin guy. Cheesehead.
2-1.
No, that's Michigan.
Inside, 3-1. No, that's Wisconsin.
Oh, is that Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's Wisconsin.
All I know is Happy Cows come from California.
There you go.
That's what you say to people from Wisconsin.
Get the feud going.
Yeah, exactly.
3-1. Strike.
Where are you going?
3-2. Started to walk down to first. Infield back, slightly to pull, and the Paul gets away from the bullpen and stops play. Time is called. I'm so anti-on-field bullpens now.
I don't know why it's even still a thing. I know the A's have it, the Rays have it, but it's,
they just did it again. It's dangerous, too.
Right, but like you said, you know, after a quick inning, how do you kind of reset a little bit? He's kind of got some things to slow himself down and catch his breath a little bit.
Three balls, two strikes. He deals just inside. Didn't miss by much. Ball four, a leadoff walk to Vukovic, exactly how last inning started. A leadoff walk to Nafy Castillo. Garcia got a double play ball the next batter on the first pitch, and then the bases got loaded, and he struck out Caleb Roberts to get out of the jam unscathed.
So John Goble, our pitching coach, put me onto this. Apparently, when we're at home, you can't wear our white big league pants.
First pitch is outside, one and out.
Like Danny Duffy and Bush couldn't wear their white big league pants because they weren't on big league rehab.
Okay.
And Seth Beers wearing big league pants at home. He's not on big league rehab.
Wow.
What's going on here? Got to find him.
Pitch is low. Runner takes off for second. The throw from Garcia is dropped by Rodriguez. Vukovic steals second base, his 19th of the year.
That was an awkward slide.
Yeah, kind of a late slide.
Almost like a two-foot slide. Let's see if we get the replay.
He tried to cross it under him, and it kind of slipped out. Ended up going to the bag with 2 feet. Two balls, no strikes on Seth Beer, the former big leaguer. The pitch, runner takes off, hits low in the dirt, throw down
got
to
him.
Third, and he got him.
You're not that guy, pal.
Garcia pegs out Vukovic trying to head to third.
He wants those 20 bags. He's hung those 20 bags. That's all it is.
He's not going to get it tonight.
No chance.
Perfect throw from Garcia right on the bag and just to the left side of Chavez, who is easily able to slap the tag down. And now he can go out in his pull side shift away from the bag. The pitch. Outside edge of strike. 3-1. A one out, base is clear. Seth Beer, the former Clemson Tiger. 3-1. Fly ball foul out of play down the left side. He's back in it at 3-2. Beer on opening day last year with Arizona hit a walk-off home run.
Oh, yeah, on National Beer Day.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. 3-2. Foul back. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Beer had the game-deciding 2-run double in the 5th inning yesterday. How about that? In this ballpark, the pitching staff, 5 runs allowed, and the Rough Riders have lost 2 games. It's tough.
Yeah.
Payoff home. Just sits outside with a breaking ball. Ball 4. He walks Seth Beer.
It'd be funny to do I think the coaches should come together before every series and say, okay, are we doing this 1-by-1 or are we doing a running total? Let's have a running total for game one. Since we're doing these 6-game week-long series,
yeah,
let's do a running total for the whole series. That'd be hilarious.
The overall run differential?
Yeah, exactly.
Just
exactly
trying to run up the score game one.
It's 100%.
Yeah, the pitch home. Just low to Davison De Los Santos, 1-0.
But God, you would never see a position player pitch.
Yeah, exactly.
He lost the whole series as soon as that guy came out.
It's game four. We really need these runs here. Garcia readies in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Flew right by him, and it's 1-1. You talk about free-swinging team. Davison De Los Santos, really a free-swinger.
Yeah. No, really is. I think, Castillo up next as well. Beers a little bit. He's a big leaguer, so he puts a little better at bats together. Pitch.
Cut on and miss on a slider, and it's 1-2.
Then you get to 2 strikes. You got to call a time. You don't really go anywhere. You just kind of stand there. It's like, all right, you could have just done that anyway. Yeah, slide ball. That's the heater.
Fastball up has been good. He deals. Swing and a miss. He got him with that fastball elevated. He strikes out De Los Santos. It's his 4th strikeout of the night, and there are 2 away. Tied at 1 in the bottom half of the 3rd inning. Seth Beer at first base. Nathan Castillo walked to begin the 2nd inning in his race to the double play. He stands in for the right side. The pick. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, but not well enough.
We got it.
Kellen Strom's right there. He puts it away and retires the side, and we remain tied at 1. Noah Bremer, thanks so much for joining us, man.
It's a blast. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I wish we could have scored a few more runs.
It's all good. You guys got a beautiful view up here and got a good ball game to watch today. It'll be a good one.
All right. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play when we come back. Tied at 1 for the 4th inning on the Riders Baseball Network. You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field bowl. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the fourth inning here in Amarillo, Texas. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley from Hodgetown. Our thanks to Noah Bremer for joining us the last couple of innings. Fun to chat with one of Frisco's pitchers. Hear his thoughts. There's so many times guys are talking around the dugout. We never hear what they chat about during the game and get to hear him give his thoughts. A lot of these players. 1-1 ball game into the top of the fourth. Aaron Zavala to lead off against new pitcher Dylan Larson. Left-hander on the mound after the start, going 3 innings for Connor Grammis. First pitch is low, or the two pitchers, I should say, for Amarillo. But second reliever into the ballgame for the Sod Poodles. Top of the fourth inning. And 1-0 count on Aaron Zavala. Here's the pitch. A fastball in the inside corner, and it's 1-1. Zach, what was a fun thing? Just Noah Bremer, fun story. What you like most about having Noah on the air?
Him talking about the Ducks. No, I'm joking. It was great to just have the inside.
1-1 pitch swung through it. 1-2.
I mean, me and you never played minor league baseball.
That is true.
And so it's great to have a guy up here who knows his stuff, knows what he's talking about, and knows these guys on a very intimate level, able to talk about him a little bit.
1-2 to Zavala, the top. It's low and inside. 2-2.
What about you, Josh?
Yeah, I just like the, I like the energy. How much it feels like you're in the dugout. It'd be fun to broadcast a game from the dugout. Have guys coming through.
FCC violations,
yeah,
there.
Probably, but still fun. 2-2 is high and outside. 3-2. If you had any other Rough Riders player join us in the broadcast, Nick Krauth would be good.
I mean, on it, to be honest with you, it's tough to find guys who wouldn't be good to join on the broadcast.
You're not wrong. Full count to Aaron Zavala. Dylan Larson set, and his pitch. Time is called, and a pitch clock violation right before he threw the 3-2. And Aaron Zavala is gifted a walk. 3-2 pitch clock violation, and the Rough Riders have the go-ahead runner at first base for Frainer Chavez in the top of the fourth inning. Nobody out. 1-1 ball game.
I think Seth Nordlund might be my other guy who I think would be really good up here, really smart.
I think he's got the smarts. Krauth has got more of the goofy, funny vibe.
Entertainment.
Yeah, he'd be more entertaining. First pitch to Chavez on the low outside corner. It's 0-1. Jax Biggers would have been fun if he's in Round Rock now.
Absolutely.
It would have been great. Ball's one strike. Larson's toss. At the knees again, 0-2. I'd love to have Luis Angel Acuna and him just do some Spanish broadcasting.
He would be the best and the worst.
Yes.
He would have no idea what we were saying.
But it'd be awesome.
I think Kellen would be great, too. Kellen Strong.
Yeah, very true. Dylan Larson, who's making his 15th appearance with Amarillo, walks the first man. 0-2 on Chavez, his pitch. Swing and a miss. He sets him down on 3 pitches. Frainer Chavez is away, brings up David Garcia, second of 3 switch hitters in a row for the Rough Riders order. Zion Bannister is on deck. All hitting for the right side, in fact, with a lefty on the mound, 5 straight hitters will bat from the right. 3 switch hitters, and then it's Rodriguez and Langford at the top of the order, both right-hand batters. First toss to Garcia, actually a throwback to first, almost got away from Seth Beer. He was just able to snare it. Avoid an error. Speaking of top of the order, yesterday really all the production came from the top two guys. There were four hits for the Rough Riders. They were all by the top two guys in the order. Same two guys as tonight, Gabe Rodriguez and Wyatt Langford. Here's the pitch. It's low and outside, and now it's 1-0 to Garcia. Rodriguez with two hits, a double yesterday. Wyatt Langford, two hits, the only RBI. And nobody else on the team had a hit. Today, a double from Zion Bannister out of the nine hole already. A 1-0. A fly ball to the right side, slicing towards foul territory, and it does get into the seats. Pretty hard hit ball, almost home run distance. And it's 1-1 on David Garcia. Rough Riders got their one run in the second inning with Garcia walking. Zion Bannister doubled him to third base. Caper Rodriguez got the RBI ground ball. That tied the game, and nobody scored since. 1-1 tie. Here's the pitch. At the letters for ball two. And two balls and one strike to David Garcia. Mentioned it yesterday, but Garcia had a long injury. It started here. Broke his hamate bone at Hodgetown. 2-1 pitch. It is high and outside. He gets ahead 3-1. It was about 4 months ago. More than that, and he missed about 2.5 months. But good to see him back, and now have a chance to finish out his season and get a full series here in Amarillo and close out the season. 3-1 pitch. It is on the outside half, 3-2. Since Garcia is starting here on Friday, perhaps we'll start again on Sunday. But the Rough Riders have a little more leeway with three catchers on the roster, so they've got some more flexibility than they did when he got hurt. It was just him and Scott Capers. And then when he broke that bone in his hand, the Rough Riders were seriously handcuffed. But just Scott Capers healthy for the rest of that series until they brought in Jordan Procession at the end. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch is grounded right side past Seth Beer into right field. Base hit. Aaron Zavala chugs around to third. And that puts runners on the corners on the single by David Garcia. Went opposite way, and he slapped it under the glove of Seth Beer, who was holding the runner on. And that ball was not very far off the line, and Seth Beer still had to dive away from first base to get it towards his right. And he was unable to get his glove on it. It rammed into right field, and Garcia has reached base twice tonight. The first and third for the Rough Riders with only one out in the inning, and Zion Bannister is the batter. Dylan Larson from a set position, and he deals. Fastball, good block from the catcher. DeRozio makes sure that Aaron Zavala stays at third base. Dylan Larson pitched against Frisco earlier this series. The eighth inning on Wednesday, he did allow a run and a couple of hits, including the couple of strikeouts as well, and a home run that frame. Wyatt Langford, 1-0. A chopper towards third base. Cintron comes in. He's only plays at first, and there's the go-ahead run. Zion Bannister bats in a RBI for Aaron Zavala to come in. And a little trickler towards third base, and Zion Bannister's had his great first start at AA. An RBI ground out and a double today for the native of the Bahamas. Aaron Zavala scores. David Garcia up to second base. No chance for the double play with that ball chopped slowly up the third base side. And so it's now 2-1 Frisco. Caber Rodriguez the bat. First pitch to him. And he swings out in front of a changeup. It's 0-1. Wyatt Langford is on deck. He homered against Dylan Larson a couple days ago. We'll have another chance at the left-hander out of Virginia Tech. Looks back at second and deals. And a pop fly foul out of play on the right side. Rodriguez is behind 0-2. Two outs, and the Rough Riders taking their first lead of the day after allowing a home run in the first inning, but a couple zeros since then. And the Rough Riders getting both of their runs on RBI groundouts today, manufacturing the game tying and then the game go-ahead runs tonight. The 0-2 delivery to Caber Rodriguez. Actually, a look back at second, and Garcia jogs back. Runner at second base for the Rough Riders in two down.
This is a big at-bat for Rodriguez. You'd love to get Langford, who's on deck, an opportunity with runners aboard instead of leading off next inning.
That's a good point. But an 0-2 count and two down. Rodriguez had one of those RBI ground outs. Here's the pitch. lines it foul again out of play. Hard hit liner. Adds some pace to it. Skips off the facing of one of the seeds here and comes back towards Robbie Ahlstrom. Reaches out for a nice grab in the Frisco bullpen. Still no balls to Cabo Rodriguez and two strikes. Calls for time and walks behind the dish. Yesterday, 2-for-4, the double. And his 38th game played, it was a good one, his 8th double of the year. He's hitting .243 this season, coming into tonight. 14 RBIs, he'd love another one here with Garcia at second, the pitch. It is high and in to Rodriguez. He backs away for ball one. Wyatt Lankford is 1-for-2 today. He's on deck. Two down in the top of the fourth inning. 2-1 Frisco. Larson is sat looking down at his cleats. And he pitches. Garcia Rodriguez hammers one to left. It's playable for Roberts, and the left fielder comes over and makes the catch. And the inning comes to a close on a fly ball to left. The Rough Riders do score a run on one hit, one walk, one left on. And a lead now for the Rough Riders. It is 2-1 Frisco into the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the order to face Ryan Garcia in the bottom of the fourth inning. And for the first time tonight, Ryan Garcia pitching with a lead. Frisco Rough Riders ahead 2-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles in this fourth game of the six-game series. Frisco trying to tie up this week at 2 wins apiece. It's the 8-9-1 hitters for the Sod Poodles. J.J. D'Orazio, the hitter, who grounded into a double play his first at-bat tonight. First pitch of the inning. Is a slider down and away, ball one. Good to see the Rough Riders turn a twin killing back in the second, and they very much needed it. Garcia allowed 2 hits and 2 walks that inning. 1-0, the pop fly foul behind home, and did not allow a run despite 4 base runners in the inning. And that double play ball helped out, left the bases loaded, and no runs across with help from the double play. Something that Frisco has done really well this season. They've turned a lot of double plays. 1-1. Fastball rides on the outside corner. It's 1-2. The Rough Riders have turned 116 double plays, 116 on the season. It's 22 more than they've hit into this year. So there's a free 44 outs that the Rough Riders have gained just because of double plays. Although the trend, for the most part, has been less as the season has gone along. Frisco has turned a lot of double plays, especially early on, but last as the season has gone. In fact, just over a month ago, they were first. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Garcia gets the breaking ball under the barrel of D'Orazio. And Garcia's 5th strikeout of the night opens the 4th inning. 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders, and Garcia pitching well ever since just 1 run in the 1st inning. Giancarlo Cintrone, the batter, with nobody on, 1 out. And a 1-run lead in the 4th inning. Riders used to lead the Texas League in double plays turn. Not anymore. First pitch to Cintron is whacked foul down the left side. Hooks towards the leg pole. And it lands just shy of home run distance for a foul ball. The Rough Riders are third in the Texas League, entering one behind Springfield and two behind Midland in double plays. But just over a month ago, they were not only first, but had 10 more than any other team in the league. The 0-1 pitch is a pop fly foul over the right side. It's 0-2. And the big part of that is the guys who turn a lot of those double plays are gone now. Luis Angel Acuna was a part of 46 double plays with the Rough Riders this season. 0-2 delivery. The ground ball back up the middle, and it hits Garcia, and he snares it with his glove. He underhands to first and gets the out. And that ball caught Garcia about as much as he caught it. But he does make the play, and he underhands to first base for the out. Just a week after he was hit by a comebacker on the leg. This one up near his torso, he was able to block it with his glove, and it went right into the mitt. And it gets the out. Two down and nobody on for Ryan Garcia. Top of the order now. The only guy who scored against him, Cam Duzenac, who homered to lead off this game in the first inning, is now at the plate with nobody on and two down. 2-1 Frisco. And the bottom of the fourth. Garcia winds in his pitch. Fastball doesn't miss by much. Inside ball one. Luis Angel Acuna part of 46 double plays. Jax Biggers is part of 48. Thomas and JC part of 30 this season for the Rough Riders. The 1-0. A line drive to center field. Kellen Strom holds. The center fielder backs up a step. He makes the catch. And a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryan Garcia. And he puts away the guy who was 2-for-2 against him with a home run. Cam Duzenac does not have the same luck this time around. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Garcia. The Rough Riders have a 2-1 lead through four innings right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Wyatt Lankford to lead off for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning here from Amarillo, Texas. It's a 2-1 ball game. The Rough Riders in front. Yeah, Wyatt Lankford having a good day so far. Well, when have we not said that so far this season? Trying to go for six straight multi-hit games. 2-for-3 yesterday. He's 1-for-2 today with a single and a rare strikeout for Lankford. Right-hand hitter climbs in against the lefty Dylan Larson. And his first pitch is a little bit high for ball one to Lankford. And it's 1-0. Struck out on a 3-2 pitch back in the second inning. Larson, who gave up a home run to Wyatt Lankford 2 days ago, goes for round two. His pitch is low. It's in the dirt. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes to Wyatt Lankford. Already 9 RBIs with the Rough Riders. He's played 10 games, including tonight. He has his first stolen base of the season. That was today. Here's the pitch. It is on the outside half. The first strike of the at-bat, 2-1. With that single today, slugging 800 in his short tenure so far at the Rough Riders.
I'm
on a play.
That's good, in case you were wondering. 2-1 delivery. Langford watches again on the outer half, 2-2 the count.
That would be an MLB record, to put it in perspective.
So it is good, is what you're saying. Records are usually good. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Larson sat with his belt next to his buckle, or his glove next. Here's pitch. It's down and away. Full count now to Wyatt Langford. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Josh, the wind is starting to pick up, blowing straight in from left field, and rain is unfortunately coming. Expecting gusts of up to 40 miles an hour here in about 20 minutes.
Glad to see Wyatt Langford get this at bat here. The payoff pitch to Langford. Swings and he flies it to left field. Fairly well hit. Vukovic running in though. The center fielder has it pegged and he makes the catch. Wyatt Langford put away. Got a fly ball to center. And it's the first out of the inning.
Well, however well that ball was hit, the wind just completely knocked it down. Ball had no chance of carrying because of the wind.
It would have been 40 feet over the batter's zone if not for the wind. I'm being facetious. It would have been further, but not that far. Well, Liam Hicks climbs in. Nobody on base and one out. First pitch. It's low and outside. 1-0 the count. Rough Riders ahead by a score of 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Dylan Larson, second inning of relief work. He deals in. Slow it inside this time. 2 balls, no strikes. He allowed a manufactured run last inning when Aaron Zavala walked to lead off the frame. Just one hit was a single by David Garcia and an RBI ground out. Zion Bannister got the RBI. 2-0 pitch. Hicks takes way high over his eyeballs. It's 3-0. That was the go-ahead run. The Rough Riders then posting a 0 on a 1-2-3 inning thanks to Ryan Garcia in the bottom of the fourth. Back up here in the fifth. 3-0 pitch. Hicks taking all the way. It's on the outer half. And a 3-1 pitch, or a 3-1 count now on Liam Hicks. Got hit by a pitch back in the first inning. Here's the toss. Hicks takes the 3-1 and misses outside. And he's aboard twice again, just like last night. 2 free passes yesterday. A walk and a hit by pitch. And 2 free passes today. A walk and a hit by pitch. This time a 5-pitch base on balls. And Liam Hicks trots to first. Kellen Strom is the next batter for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk. 0-for-1 today with a walk. And the right-hand hitter sets against the lefty Larson. And his first pitch is outside. Ball 1 to Kellen Strom.
Josh, do you want a Rangers update?
I would love a Rangers update.
Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Give me the bad news first.
Rangers are down 12-0.
Oh, boy. 1-0 toss way high. Good snag by Durazio. The catcher pulls it back down. All right, well, the good news better be really good then.
Evan Carter is 1-for-2.
All right. That's
with
something.
A double. His first career Major League double.
Babe, way to go. All right, 12-0. They'll start chipping away and come back on the Blue Jays. What inning is that in?
Seventh inning.
Easy money. No problem.
Rangers have 2 hits, 1 from Evan Carter, 1 from Corey Seager. Shutout baseball.
2 former Rough Riders in this year. Pitch to Strom, he jumps away from it. It's now 3-0.
So. Equally as highly touted. Well, you can make that argument, I guess.
Good, yeah. They played a combined 100 games this year. Corey Seager had 3, if I remember correctly, and Evan Carter at 97. It's a 3-0 toss to Kellen Strom. It is low, 4-pitch walk, and after the last 9 pitches, it's been 2 walks off of Dylan Larson.
Right, Kellen Strom and I have played a combined 119 games together this year.
You played -1, but this is his 120th. I mean, coming into tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. Yeah, okay. That's good. You know the old, who was it? Was it Kobe Bryant's line? Or he, and yeah, when he went for 82 and... The center from that team scored 1 point. It was me, Kobe, and I scored 83 together tonight. The whole it's a classic.
Smush Barker.
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you. Well, that's it for Dylan Larson after walking back-to-back batters. Asad Blue has turned to the bullpen, and Josh Hatcher will face a new reliever. It's 2-1 Frisco continuing in the top of the fifth inning. Stay with us on Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field.
Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit writersbaseball.com/groups for more.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Taylor Rashi is the new pitcher for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. A pitching change in the top of the fifth inning. Right-hander out of UC Irvine will face Josh Hatcher. Two runners on for the Rough Riders, already leading 2-1. And it's a righty-lefty matchup to begin the appearance for Rashi. His first pitch into Hatcher. Is Athanes for a strike. A little bit surprising that the Sod Poodles would turn away from a lefty-lefty matchup, but Dylan Larson had struggled with command, walking the last two batters and nine pitches in total. So Liam Hicks up to second, and Kellen Straub into first. And the Sod Poodles bring in a right-hand pitcher to face a lefty in Hatcher. The pitch to Hatcher is popped up on the infield. That'll work. There should be an infield fly that is invoked. And a basket catch made by the shortstop, Cam Dusenak. Hatcher flies out. Infield variety. And two runners still on, but two outs now. Aaron Zavala is the batter. 2-1 Frisco. Taylor Rashi with six consecutive scoreless appearances for the Sod Poodles out of his seven in total. Just one earned run in his Amarillo debut. And 10 2/3 innings in total for the Sod Poodles six in total. First pitch. Zavala takes a breaking ball at the knees, strike one. And in seven of those appearances, Rashi has been the winning pitcher. 3-0 record and a .84 ERA. Right-hander out of UC Irvine. The 0-1 delivery. Zavala takes again near the knees but outside, and it's 1-1. The Torrance, California native, 6'4", Taylor Rashi. Kellen Straub at first, Liam Hicks at second. They both walked. Hope to run around the bases if Aaron Zavala can put one into a gap. 2-1 Frisco on the top of the fifth. Rashi from the stretch. And it's low. Back foot slider. Two balls and one strike. Zavala had the bases loaded his first at-bat. A good at-bat. Fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches, but he ultimately struck out. He then walked in the fourth inning. 2-1 delivery from Taylor Rashi. Breaking ball hit hard down the right side. Foul ball. Zavala was early on it. Still got good contact, but fouls off the right side wall, and Florencio Serrano jogs out into the right field grass to collect the loose ball.
It's a good first step from Florencio. He was ready.
Yeah, he's jogging out there. And
he's getting some water.
Got to be a little dehydrated after a jog of 30 feet.
The cardio.
He was warming up earlier and then sat back down when Ryan Garcia picked up steam. And Garcia has been effective in his start for the Rough Riders. 1-2-3 inning in the fourth. Currently in the fifth inning, and Garcia looking on from the dugout as he looks for Frisco to add on to a 2-1 lead. Rashi's pitch on the 2-2 to Zavala. A fly ball to right field, hard hit, hooking towards the foul line, and it hits the wall, a fair ball. It'll score at least one. Kellen Straub gets around third, and he stops. Hicks scores. It's an RBI double. Aaron Zavala bangs it off the short wall in right field, and the Rough Riders take a lead of 3-1. Zavala got a hold of that one, turned it around on a pitch down and in, and he just kept it fair by about 10 feet. Banged it off the bottom of the wall, and Liam Hicks scampered in easily. Kellen Strom to third. It's now second and third for the Rough Riders with two down. RBI double, Aaron Zavala. Needed that one with two outs, extends the lead, and it's Granier Chavez's turn. First pitch from Taylor Rashi. And it's high and outside, ball one. Aaron Zavala doubling to right field. After he had hooked one foul moments ago, it was hard not to assume that one would tail over the chalk, but it stayed fair and pretty much easily. 1-0 toss, breaking ball high and away. It's 2-0. Zavala has reached twice today, including an extra base hit. The second hit of the series, both of them doubles, and both of them for at least one RBI. The other one a couple days ago, two RBI base hit. The 2-0 delivery. Chavez pops it up into shallow right center field. Tawa running back, and the second baseman's there in time. And he does close the gap on a run and make the catch. The inning comes to an end, but the Rough Riders get an RBI double. Aaron Zavala puts it off the right field wall, and the Rough Riders pull ahead 3-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia is still going. Really good start so far for the right-hander out of UCLA. Garcia, who allowed one run in the first inning and has posted zeros ever since, he works on into the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Rough Riders have an advantage of 3-1 in this ballgame. That right-hander will face Tim Tawa, Caleb Roberts, A.J. Vukovic. Righty-lefty-righty coming up. Garcia's first toss is just a bit high. And ball one to Tim Tawa. 259 average, a walk and a strikeout today for Tawa. 1-0 delivery. He's outside 2-0. Mentioned the Pac-12 connections. Tawa from Stanford. Garcia, UCLA. Tawa, good Stanford club when he was there. Pac-12 champs in 2018. 2-0 delivery. He whacks it down the left field line. And a foul ball caroming off the stance. 2-1 the count. Pac-12 champs in 18. It was his first year. He was on the all Pac-12 team. He made a different first team his final year. It was the College World Series all tourney team in 2021. 2-1 delivery. Tawa takes above the belt for ball three. Three balls and one strike to the infielder. A lot of the double-A level this year, 114 games for Tawa. He's 3-1. Ground foul towards the Amarillo dugout on the third base side. The Rough Riders hoping to win this game and make sure that they stay above some of the other teams in the Texas League for a team that was in playoff contention until somewhat recently, but they're also near the worst record in the league. 3-2 pitch is a high fly ball to left field. Hard hit. Langford running back. He gets to the warning track, turns sideways, comes back in, and he makes the catch. The wind doing a number on that one. Langford ran practically to the wall, and then he ran back in a good 10 to 15 feet at least, and he makes that catch well in front of the warning track. Wind blowing heavily in from left field, and Tim Tawa not too happy about it. It's a fly out, and one out in the inning. Caleb Roberts, the batter. Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1 Frisco. Garcia winds in his pitch. Off the outside, ball one. The Rough Riders did lose yesterday, their 71st loss of the season, 63 wins. The team with the most losses at 72 this year, the Texas League. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. This Northwest Arkansas and Tulsa both have 72. Tulsa has been running away in the effort for the most losses. They've dropped 12 in a row of the Drillers. The Rough Riders have not had quite that same trend, and they've also outscored their opponents over the course of the season. Fastball outside, it's 2-1. And while the Rough Riders will finish the season with a losing record, not that positive run differential is the most important stat ever, but if there's ever a series where it matters more than wins, 2-1 pitch foul back again, it's 2-2. If any series matters the run differential more than wins, it's this one. I'm not saying it does matter more than wins, but Rough Riders can't get into the playoffs, so might as well just focus on development and trying to outscore the opponent as much as you can, and they've done that this series. Losing 2 out of 3, but outscoring everyone. 2-2 pitches in the dirt. 3 balls, 2 strikes. They've outscored the Sock Poodles by 9 runs this week. Caleb Roberts has a 3-2 count, left-hand hitter. Leads the team with 56 walks. He would take one more if he takes a ball here. 3-2 delivery from Garcia. Fastball taken. There is walk number 57. Caleb Roberts off the outside has ball 4.
And Reed Burlingmeyer is up and throwing with incredible pace, trying to get ready as quickly as possible.
Burlingmeyer warming on the bullpen right in front of us. Florencio Serrano is warming up earlier. Now he's playing the protective role where he stands in front of Scott Capers, the catcher, and makes sure that no foul balls are lying his way. A mound visit to help Burlingmeyer warm up a little bit. John Goble walks out to the mound conversation with Ryan Garcia.
And Josh, not that they're thinking about this at all, but we're expecting rain in 8 minutes. And if we get through this bottom half of the fifth, it'll be a full game. So if Ryan Garcia could get out of this quickly, it would be best.
Right. And so a mound visit would, on one hand, perhaps bring in an arm able to finish the inning, but then again, it would take time and add to the duration. So like you said, if Garcia can finish it out here, finish the fifth inning with the Rough Riders ahead 3-1. And then you can take a sigh of relief and say, okay, if the rain comes, that's all right. You need 5 innings to count as a full game.
The doctor is ordering a ground ball to short right here.
Let's see if that prescription is made. A.J. Vukovic has decent speed, already a stolen base tonight. The first pitch to A.J., grounded toward short. Rodriguez fields, underhands to second. Danister to first, double play! Zach called it, twin killing, 6-4-3. Where's that doctor?
Let's go.
The prescription filled in the fifth inning, and we are done with the fifth. One pitch after Zach called it. He rung him up, 6-4-3 twin killing.
Rodriguez, that's the highlight of the season right there.
To Bannister, to Hatcher, and they'll save the ball for Zach Bigley. He'll put it on his Bannister later and show it off to everybody. 3-1 Frisco leads it into the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the first pitch of the top of the sixth inning is a ball to David Garcia, 3-1 Frisco, and with the play-by-play, here's Zach Bigley.
All right, thank you, Josh. David Garcia ahead 1-0, the pitch home. Murashi misses high and outside. It's two balls and no strikes to David Garcia, who has reached twice today, a single and a walk. And play in the top of the sixth inning, 3-1 Frisco leads. 2-0 pitch. Fouled away to the left side, and it's 2-1. So as we mentioned, rain is expected here in just a few minutes. And the wind is starting to pick up a little bit here in Amarillo. We have completed a full game now. 2-1. Garcia cuts through a fastball off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. So we do have a full game, and if we do get a tarp pull, we will still have an opportunity to call the game and not have to resume it tomorrow. Hopefully it doesn't rain, though. Hopefully we just keep on playing through the night. Two balls, two strikes on Garcia. Rashi's pitch. And low and inside, it's three balls and two strikes on the Riders' catcher. Rough Riders scored a run in the second, a run in the fourth, and a run in the fifth inning. Two RBI groundouts, one from Caber Rodriguez, one from Zion Bannister. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three, and Garcia's down on strikes. And an RBI double by Aaron Tavala. So David Garcia down on strikes, and here is Zion Bannister, who has had a great double-A, or first double-A start, I should say. He made a couple appearances as a pinch runner, and then he got an at-bat. But Bannister with his first start, he doubled in the second and grounded out to short in the fourth. First pitch is high and away, and it's 1-0. Reed Burlingmeier has gotten up and started throwing again in the Rough Riders bullpen after sitting down, so we'll see him in the bottom half of this sixth inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And it's a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Three runs on just three hits for the Rough Riders tonight. One run on five hits for Amarillo. 1-1 pitch. Bannister checks his swing on a high fastball away. He did not go around, and it's two balls and one strike. We talk a lot about the offensive nature of this ballpark. One of the reasons why is because we're at elevation here. The 2-1. Fastball. Strike inside corner. 2-2. The ballpark sits at a 3,650-foot elevation above sea level. Josh, just for fun, do you know what the elevation is at Riders Field?
I don't. 1,200.
689 feet.
Okay. I doubled it.
Above sea level. The pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Bannister down on strikes. Rashi with back-to-back games. He's had six consecutive scoreless outings, and he's got first two batters down on strikes here in the sixth inning for Caber Rodriguez in the top of the order. So that's one of the reasons why the ball flies so well here, not certainly with the wind that is barreling in from center field right now. Rodriguez 0-3 today. The pitch. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. But one of those outs a ground ball out to short with a runner at third back in the second, an RBI ground out. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher, who rocks back and deals. Breaking ball slipped out of his hand, flutters high of the zone, 1-1. Rodriguez had a good series coming in. He doubled twice, 4-13. Rashi's pitch. Swing and a miss and an elevated heater, and it's 1-2. Two outs, bases clear. Wyatt Lankford on deck for the Rough Riders. Here in the sixth inning, leading 3-1. Rashi looks in, he wheels back in the 1-2. Strike three call. Man, three straight strikeouts. He strikes out the side in the sixth inning. And retires it in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six next. Reed Burlingmeier emerges from the Riders' bullpen when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeyer comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the bottom of the sixth inning. Frisco, a 3-1 lead, and Ryan Garcia is in line for the victory. He goes five innings, allowing just one run on five hits. He struck out five, but also walked five batters. Seth Beer leads it off against Burlingmeyer. First pitch from the right-hander. Slider outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Reed Burlingmeyer, the right-handed pitcher, wearing number 27 on his back. He stretches and brings in the 1-0. There's a high fly ball out to shallow left field. Wyatt Langford trotting in. And he reaches down, makes the catch two-handed. One away here in the sixth inning at Davison de los Santos bench. Oh, for two, a couple strikeouts tonight. Right-hander against right-hander, first pitch. Rip and a miss, blew it right by him with a fastball, 0-1. Burlingmeyer, 26 years old, 5'10", 210 pounds, out of Illinois. He readies, brings it. There's a fly ball out to right field, into right center, and now drifting in towards the line, and Zavala is still running with it. He makes the catch. The wind really took a hold of that one and blew it straight in. Two outs. Burlingmeyer's been good with the Rough Riders in 17, or this is his 17th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 2.36 ERA. 26 and two-thirds innings, 31 strikeouts to 9 walks. Burlingmeyer readies and delivers home. Nafe Castillo swings and comes up empty on a fastball over the middle. It's 0-1. 3-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning. Bases clear, two outs. Burlingmeyer from the stretch. He brings it. Well high with a fastball at 95, and it's one ball and one strike. Burlingmeyer, the guy who, former indie ball player, formerly of the Oakland A's organization as well. The 1-1. At the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Signed by the Texas Rangers organization in June of this year after playing indie ball. He finds himself here at Double-A, pitching really well. The 1-2. There's a line shot to left center field. Strom on the run. He's right there, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Reed Burlingmeyer. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the top of the seventh inning next. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 3-1 Rough Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a stamp. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. and now we have mobile too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
A new left-hander into the ballgame for the Amarillo Sun Poodles. After Dylan Larson exits, it's Jake Rice's turn with a 3-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders. Leading off for Frisco is Wyatt Lankford. First pitch is on the inside corner. And he takes a strike. Lankford up to lead off the top of the seventh inning. 3-1 Rough Riders. The pitch. Lankford pops it up on the right side. Seth Beer gives it a look. The first baseman runs out of room. And it lands for a foul ball, and it's 0-2 on Wyatt Lankford. Wyatt so far with a good day, a single, a strikeout, a flyout, 1-for-3, looking for another multi-hit game. To the pitch, Lankford swings over and chops it behind home plate. And it's still an 0-2 count, a rare strikeout for Wyatt earlier today. The impressive thing for Lankford is just how few times he's swung and missed and how few times he's struck out so far with the Rough Riders. The pitch, and Lankford takes high and away. Has two strikes on him this time, but he struck out just four times so far through 10 games and 43 plate appearances. Jake Rice trying to strike him out again. A 1-2. It is high. Ball two. First meeting between these two, but add a strikeout to Lankford's numbers. Rice, a former ninth-round pick, who's with the Sod Poodles again this year. 7.46 ERA. Lankford fouls it away over the right side. 40th appearance with the Sod Poodles this year for the product of Kennesaw State and Presbyterian College and Tennessee Technological University. Originally from Birmingham, Alabama. A 26-year-old against Wyatt Lankford. And the pitch is swung on and driven to left field. High fly ball. Roberts running back. He's near the warning track and he makes the catch with the wind blowing in from left. Lankford had a lot of juice on it. But the wind did not help, and Lankford has just a loud flyout in the seventh inning. Oh, man, he nearly drove it out for his fourth home run of the first four games of this series. But Lankford stays in the yard, and it's the first out of the inning. 21-year-old with so much pop. Liam Hicks' first pitch is taken for a strike. Liam's behind 0-1. Watching BP for him almost every day when they hit on the field. The ball just jumps off of his bat. 0-1 to Hicks is on the outside and low corner, 0-2. So Lankford yet to get a multi-hit day. Probably will get one more plate appearance tonight. Assuming this game is not halted by weather and that at least one more Rough Rider gets aboard along the way. We're expecting potentially some rain coming up, but so far it's been dry. Actually, the rain just now starting to come down. The 0-2. Hicks lines it towards left field, snared by the third baseman, Cintrone. Running towards the line, and he lunges out to make the catch on a sprint. Only had time to take a couple of steps, and he steals away a base hit, if not extra bases, from Liam Hicks. second out of the inning. And just saw a lightning strike here in Amarillo. We're in the top of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders do lead it 3-1. The wind picking up and the rain picking up. The soft coming down, and there's some thunder. First pitch to Kellen Strom is down and in. Saw the lightning good 6-7 seconds ago. So therefore, probably at least 6 miles away. 1-0 toss. Strom winds it towards right field, and that finds a patch of grass. It one-hops the right fielder Castillo, and Strom up to first base has himself a two-out single. He's reached base 3 out of 4 times tonight. Kellen Strom with a pair of walks, and now his first base hit. Now a couple of old Kennesaw State products going at it here now. Jake Rice, the pitcher, just came in this inning, pitched for Kennesaw State back in 2021. First toss to Josh Hatcher, lined up the left field side, a fair ball over the bag and into Amarillo's bullpen. It advances Strom around second to third. He gets the wave around. The throw in from Roberts is offline. The throw to third got him in a pickle. A run has come home. Hatcher is going to be tagged out in between second and third base, but he gets an RBI. It's an RBI double for Josh Hatcher. It brings in Kellen Strom from first base, and the Rough Riders are ahead 4-1 into the bottom of the seventh inning with heavy rain coming down. One run on two hits, none left on, and a 4-1 lead for the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Reed Burlingmeyer continues to work here for the Rough Riders in his second inning of relief work. 4-1 lead now for Frisco after a run tacked on in the top half of the seventh inning and now in the bottom half of the seventh. Burlingmeyer facing the last couple hitters in the Amarillo lineup. J.J. D'Orazio is first. A righty-righty matchup with the rain coming down pretty hard here in Hodgetown. The first pitch from Burlingmeyer in the bottom of the seventh. A fastball foul to the right, and it's 0-1. The rain started to come down softly right at the beginning of the seventh, and now it is pretty torrential in the bottom half. We're still playing through it, but a lot of the fans have scampered for cover on the concourse. The 0-1 delivery from Burlingmeyer. Breaking ball high and away, or high and in, I should say, to D'Orazio. Lost control a little bit, but Burlingmeyer trying to stick through the rain. It is tough to get a grip when the ball gets slick. 1-1. He uses the same ball here. And the 1-1. Breaking ball inside, and it's 2-1 for Burlingmeyer. Pitch last inning, he got 3 flyouts, used the wind blowing in from left field. And all 3 balls easily stayed in the yard. 3 up, 3 down last inning for Burlingmeyer. His 2-1 pitch. A fly ball to left field again. This one will also hold. Gomar towards straightaway center, and it pushes in towards right center. And Kellen Strom has to make a long run towards the right center alley. And he does make the catch. So 4 outs for Reed Burlingmeyer so far tonight. They have all been catches by the outfielders. Spread out the love. It was All three outfielders making a play last inning. One for Langford in left, then for Zavala in right, and then Kellen Strom made the final out in center. And Strom makes the first one this inning in the seventh. 4-1, Frisco out in front. Giancarlo Cintrone the batter, one for two today. First pitch from Burlingmeier is just off the outside edge, ball one. Well, since we're coming down the home stretch of the season, I think it's appropriate to acknowledge and appreciate the really hard work of some Rough Riders. Here's the 1-0 high and away, 2-0. But it's not like we haven't talked about Carlos Cardoza before on the broadcast over the course of this 2023 season, but it just comes to mind as we finish out the season, last three games of the year. 2-0 delivery. Cintrone takes down and away. It's ball three. But Cardoza has been such a pleasure to work with this year and interact with. Have not heard a bad word about him from any of the players we talk to, whether on the air or off the air. When we ask about what do you think of Carlos, I've only heard good things. The 3-0. It's low and away. A four-pitch walk with the rain coming down even harder. And that's a free pass for Giancarlo Cintrone. Top of the order now, Cam Dusenak the batter. Cardoza has been great in our interactions as well. Just 36 years old in his first double-A stop here in Frisco. And has moved up steadily. Was in high A last year. Was in single A the year before that. Was in rookie ball the year before that. And was in the Dominican Summer League the year before that. So he has really moved up the ranks and has found a home here in Frisco. Or back in Frisco or in Amarillo. Get the idea. Swing and a miss from Dusenak. It's 0-1. I think part of the cool thing is Cardoza's been in the Rangers organization since 2016. Started out with 3 years in the DR. Came in the same time as Jared Getter. You know, one delivery. Dusenak fouls it over the right side. Jared Getter was the skipper last year for the Rough Riders, last couple of years. And so although he is gone, but Cardoza knew him. They met that very same year. They both entered the Rangers organization the same season in 2016. And so continuity is no small thing in a minor league farm system, and to have guys who can talk about the players. The 0-2 pitch, a foul ball, got just a piece of it. Dusenak stays alive. And so even though there's a lot of attrition and players moving on, coaches moving on, but just to have familiarity and Cardoza to come in not without knowledge of the players or even just the former skipper, it means a lot, especially early in the season and building those relationships. One out, one on for the Sod Poodles. Here's the 0-2, and actually time is called by Cintrone. And the batter steps out. Or pardon me, by Dusenak. Cintrone walked. He's at first base. Dusenak the hitter with a no-ball, two-strike count. Wind coming down, blowing in from left. The rain steadily falling in. Burlingmeier fighting through it, and it's 0-2. Breaking ball hit to the left side off the seats and then back into the bullpen for Amarillo, where they do have a reliever warming up if we do get to the eighth inning. With this rain coming down, it does put into question how much baseball we have left tonight. Good news for the Rough Riders is they lead 4-1. Bottom of the seventh. Burlingmeier set, and he submits the 0-2. Way high, 1-2.
Just to echo what you've been saying about Carlos, the thing that has stood out the most to me, and I'm sure the same to you, is his ability to build and maintain relationships. It might be the best that I've ever seen, maybe not only in coaching, but in life. He really, truly cares about everyone who he talks to and wants to know your life story and is a very good person.
1-2 delivery from Burlingmeier. Steps off the rubber, in fact.
And I remember when I first met him out in spring training before this season, I texted you that right away. I was like, we're going to have a really good season with Carlos as a manager, and I think I've been right.
You were right. You were right. 1-2 for Burlingmeier. A bouncer right back to him. He looks at second, loses the ball, throws to first, and gets the out. Trying to fight through the rain, he wanted a double play, or at least to get the lead runner. He fielded the ball that was hit off the very end of the bat. A cue ball from Dusenak went right back to Burlingmeier. Fumbled it out of his glove, but he had the wherewithal to scoop it back up and knew that he was able to get at least one out, and he throws to first. Advances Cintrone to second base, two down, and Tim Tawa the hitter. 4-1 Frisco, bottom of the seventh inning. if Erlingmeyer can get one more out, we'll at least finish the seventh inning, and the Rough Riders leading 4-1. He sets, and his pitch. A fly ball foul over the right side. The thing I love about Carlos, you don't always get this, but necessary for younger managers especially, and I think should be for all managers, he asks a lot of questions. That goes a long ways. You can tell he wants to learn. He cares. Listens well. The 0-1 delivery from Erlingmeyer. A foul ball again over the right side. It's 0-2. Carlos, always an inquisitive guy and really cares. We've seen him ask players, ask us, ask media members questions about them, questions for advice, questions of a variety of topics. And Carlos trying to soak it in and have as much knowledge so that he can then help his players as much as possible. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. And Tim Tawa swings right through it, and Erlingmeyer kind of stops for a moment. That is strike three, right? He says, yes, it is. The inning comes to an end. A late break from all the players to jog off, but that's the finish to the seventh inning, and they're scampering off as quick as possible to get out of the rain. Seven innings in the books, 4-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we are still playing baseball in Amarillo, which was expected coming in. We're in the eighth inning, but with the rain coming down, it's certainly not an easy task to play through the conditions as we stand. Heavy rain coming down in the eighth inning. The Rough Riders lead this contest by a score of 4-1. Aaron Zavala, the batter, against new pitcher Carlos Meza, his first toss. A check swing, it was in the zone for strike one. Meza, who has pitched already in this series for the Sod Poodles, has an ERA of 34.71. Short sample size. His pitch, off speed, popped up behind home, a foul ball. And it's an 0-2 count. Just 3 appearances, 2 1/3 innings. He's allowed 8 hits, 9 earned runs. Walked 4, struck out 3. And struggled a little bit in his performance against the Rough Riders earlier this week. He got just 2 outs, didn't just allow 1 earned run, a couple of walks and 1 hit. Meza is set for the 0-2 to Zavala. And it's a fastball darting underneath the zone. 1-2. The rain started to come in the 7th inning. 1 inning later, it is coming down harder. The defenders for Amarillo didn't come out in between innings until the last moment possible. 1-2 pitch. Zavala swings underneath the fastball, and he strikes out. Carlos Meza punches out the first man he sees. Fastball riding high in the zone. And 1 out, nobody on. For a moment, we thought that the game was being postponed because after Frisco's defenders jogged off the field at the conclusion of last half inning, the Sod Poodles guys didn't come out of the dugout. Everyone just stayed there. Meza came out and was warming up all by his lonesome. First pitch is a check swing from Frainier Chavez and a strike. And it's 0-1 on Frainier. 1 out, nobody on.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't do some work on the mound in between innings.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Meza has kept his footing so far. Here's the pitch. Chavez grounds it over the bag at third, just to the left of it. Foul ball. It skips off the fence along the left field side. And Frainer Chavez nearly had his first hit of the day. Foul ball. Nobody on. An 0-2 count with one away for Frainer Chavez. And a 4-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Year-old out of Valencia in Venezuela, facing a fellow Venezuelan. Here's the pitch. It is in the dirt. And now one ball, two strikes. 22-year-old Meza against the 24-year-old Chavez. Frainer Chavez drafted in 2018 out of Midland College. Really recent road trip in Midland went really well for Frainer Chavez. A couple home runs back-to-back. 1-2 pitch. He just gets a piece to stay alive. Back-to-back games to finish out that series with a long ball. Frainer Chavez, a pair of multi-hit games back-to-back in his most recent road trip. And now playing again on the road, has not had quite the same series, just one hit so far this week. 1-2 delivery. Chavez swings underneath, he strikes out, and he's 0-4 today. Two straight strikeouts for Carlos Meza. His best performance so far on the season, and he hopes to pitch a full inning. He's only done that once so far with the Sod Poodles, and the one time he did, he allowed three earned runs in that inning. And this time he could go 1-2-3. Heck, he could strike out the side in order. But David Garcia is up. He's reached base 2 out of 3 times tonight. Two outs, nobody on. Rough Riders ahead 4-1. Mays's toss. Garcia hits it on the right side. A foul ball towards the Frisco bullpen where Florencio Serrano is warming up.
Okay, I got a bone to pick with Matt Robbie there.
Oh.
Matt Robbie is standing next to Serrano. He's supposed to be the protector, and he just watched that go right by.
You're not wrong.
Didn't do anything.
The pitch is high for ball one, 1-1 to Garcia. Robbie, the data analyst with the Rough Riders. You know, you're not wrong.
I'm calling him out.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you. 1-1 pitch is on the outside edge. It's 1-2.
Also, major props to the Rough Riders bullpen. We got guys sitting down there on the bench in the rain.
Yeah.
Amarillo has exactly, let me count him, 0 guys down there in the bullpen.
1-2 pitch. Pop fly into the seats, right side, foul ball. They're hanging out, enjoying a good time in the rain. How many times have they been able to sit through a rain pour this season? Been a long time since we've had some precipitation during a ball game.
It was 2 days ago.
Okay, well, other than that, we didn't have rain during the game 2 days ago. We just had the tarp pulled off, right?
Yeah, was 15-minute delay.
Yeah, at the beginning. 1-2 pitch. It is inside, almost caught the jersey of Garcia, 2-2.
But before that, yes, it has been a while.
2 days is a long time.
I don't think we had a single tarp pull at home in the second half.
You're right, we did not.
Which is wild.
2-2 pitch. It is outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. How many do you typically have in the offseason when you're working in the office? A few here and there?
We'll have some tournaments sometimes that you need to put tarp on for, but not too many.
3-2. Garcia goes most of the way around and tried to check his swing, but he strikes out. Carlos Meza does strike out the side in order. In a really good performance for the left-hander out of Venezuela. 3-up, 3-down, all by K's. And we head to the bottom of the 8th inning, 4-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes 1 and 1 makes 3. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, it's Florencio Serrano into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders. Into the bottom of the eighth inning here in Frisco. And the Rough Riders with a healthy lead. 4-1 is the score. The Corpus Christi native Lorenzo Serrano will make his first double-A appearance since August 13th, been just over a month since the Rough Riders traveled to Corpus Christi, his hometown. And Serrano pitched well against the Hooks. He went back to high A after that week, made four appearances for the Hickory Crawdads. And now with the Rough Riders again in his first appearance since returning to double-A. And the right-hander readies against Caleb Roberts. First pitch is grounded past Serrano towards second base. Coming in, Chavez makes the play, or Bannister, I should say. Zion makes the short throw to first and gets the out on the first pitch. It's a good work for Florencio Serrano. It's a 4-3 putout. And one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. A.J. Vukovic is next for the Sod Poodles with the rain continuing to come down. Hasn't really gotten any harder over the last inning, but that's not saying much. It was already pretty hard to begin with, so it is still coming down. First pitch is high and away to A.J. Vukovic. A double play ball today by Vukovic. Single and a walk. Right-hand hitter swings and a ground ball past Serrano again. Middle infield again, and it's bobbled and dropped by Caber Rodriguez. Fielded it behind the bag, and he transferred, lost it, and it rolls almost all the way to first base. And probably it'll be ruled a base hit. Long run for Caber Rodriguez to get there with the rain playing a role. Not the easiest of plays. And Vukovic gets credit for a single. So Seth Beer is next for the Sod Poodles. He has an identical line to Vukovic. 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. In fact, their singles came back-to-back through the same part of the infield through the right side back in the first inning. Mound visit as David Garcia walks out to chat with Florencio Serrano. Catcher Garcia has worked with three different pitchers now. His first battery mate was Ryan Garcia, who went five innings, just one run allowed, striking out five. Reed Burlingmeyer went two innings, did not allow a hit or a run. Now it's Florencio Serrano, one on, one out, and he kicks in. It's outside for a ball to Seth Beer. Seth Beer began September with a three home run game on the first of this ninth month. Led the Texas League that week with four home runs. 1-0 delivery. Way high and outside, 2-0. Understandably, Seth Beer was named the Texas League Player of the Week for his performance against Midland that week. It's actually the second time he'd been named Player of the Week. He'd done it with Corpus Christi back in 2019. 2-0 pitch to Beer. He drives it to right field. Hard hit. No chance for the right fielder Zavala. That's onto the berm. And a two-run blast. Seth Beer leaves the yard. It's a one-run lead for the Rough Riders. An absolute nuke from Seth Beer on a low-line drive. And it bore a hole into the grassy berm in right field. 13th dinger of the year for Seth Beer. And it's a two-run shot for the first baseman. 4-3 Frisco. It's the first run that the Sod Poodles have scored since the very first batter of the game for Amarillo when Cam Dusenak homered. Two-run blast this time. Davison De Los Santos the hitter. First pitch to him is at the low part of the zone for a strike. The Rough Riders now have a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Serrano's pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. So that error, what was almost an error on Caber Rodriguez, who was ruled a base hit. So both runs are earned. Comes back to haunt the Rough Riders. The 1-1. De Los Santos skies it over the right side. A foul ball. And it's 1-2 to De Los Santos. So Seth Beer homers. after he had the two RBI double yesterday for the only runs. The 1-2. Breaking ball hit foul behind home. So good performance last couple of days for Seth Beer. Two hits yesterday and today. 4-3 Frisco. They do not want to allow this game to be tied, especially with the rain and late in the ball game. 1-2. Breaking ball just inside. Two balls, two strikes from Florencio Serrano. The good news for him, the right-hand pitcher facing the first of four consecutive right-hand batters. Is 2-2. A fly ball to left field, launched hard. Langford running back, and that ball is also gone. This ball game is tied. Davison De Los Santos knots this game up at four runs apiece on a moonshot to left field, a solo homer, and his 20th long ball of the year. Back-to-back home runs for the Sod Poodles, and a 4-1 Rough Riders lead has been dissipated.
And you feel for Ryan Garcia, who pitched very well in his final start to get out of some early jams, and now he's no longer on the hook for the win.
First pitch to Nafe Castillo is inside. This was extra surprising considering we really thought this game was going to be called an inning or two ago. Serrano's pitch, a ground ball foul. And so we thought, okay, the Rough Riders are going to pick up the win. Maybe it would only last six innings or whatever it may be. And we thought there's no shot that Amarillo would come back to win. They don't have enough time. But here we are, tie game. The pitch in the dirt. And it's now one ball, two strikes on Castillo. Serrano allowed an infield single that was almost an error, bobbled by Rodriguez, if things have fallen apart since. Back-to-back home runs, three runs across them. A 1-2 delivery. A fly ball to left field. Langford and Strom coming in. It's the center fielder who has it. And Strom underneath, he makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Bases empty. J.J. D'Orazio the hitter. And who knows, after we thought we might finish after five innings, what if we play extras tonight in Amarillo? Tie game, bottom of the eighth. Three runs in this inning. 4-4 is the score. J.J. D'Orazio, the batter. He calls for time before the first pitch. We're trying to give a little extra time for a reliever in the bullpen, it looks like. The first pitch is taken for a ball to J.J. D'Orazio. 1-0 from Florencio Serrano. And his pitch. Inside again. And D'Orazio turns away from it. And Serrano falls behind. Two balls and no strikes.
Let me tell you, Michael Brewer loosening for the Rough Riders right now down below us.
Serrano's pitch is at the low part of the zone. Two balls and a strike.
Could you see through the rain?
I could. It's number 29. But I lost my roster.
It's Rafi Vizcaino.
Okay. The save on Tuesday. Yeah, the right-hander warming out the pen. Serrano leans down to retie his laces, which only gives Vizcaino a little more time. Two balls, one strike from Florencio Serrano. With the ball game tied now into the bottom of the eighth. Serrano looks in, and he winds. Off-speed hit on the ground, left side. Lunging attempt, Chavez has it. Third baseman throws a bouncer to first, and Hatcher can't dig it. It bounces off the first baseman, and D'Orazio is safe at first.
It is so tough on ground balls when it hits the dirt, or hits the grass, I should say, and then goes into the dirt. The rain has made it very slick, and so nearly impossible to get a good grip on the baseball. And that showed on a really nifty pick from Chavez and a bad throw.
Chavez had to run over to his left, working towards second base at his feet, and threw a one-hopper, perhaps intentionally, and then bounced in off Hatcher and stayed near the bag, but D'Orazio is safe on an error on Chavez. So one on, two outs, and first pitch grounded by Cintron to Chavez. He backhands, third baseman goes to second. Bannister is there, and one pitch after the error, Chavez makes an accurate throw, and the fielder's choice into the inning. Three runs come in to tie the ball game, back-to-back home runs. It's now 4-4 with the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles heading to the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rafi Vizcaino is the new pitcher for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. We're tied at four in the top of the ninth inning. Zion Bannister to lead things off for the Rough Riders in the ninth spot. It's Bannister, Rodriguez, and then Wyatt Langford due up third in this inning. And a brand new ball game tied at four. Rafi Vizcaino got the save in game one on Tuesday, and now he's back out for game four in the ninth inning. Here's the set and the pitch. A swing and a miss from Bannister, and it's 0-1. Zion Bannister, a double in the second, an RBI ground out in the fourth. The pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner, 0-2. A two-run home run and a solo homer. Here's the stretch in the pit. High and away, and it's 1-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning, tying the game for Amarillo. Rough Riders scored in the second, fourth, fifth, and seventh. All one-run innings. The 1-2. Bannister takes inside, 2-2. Michael Brewer continues to warm up in the bullpen down the right field line for the Rough Riders. So Frisco will see him in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch down low and inside. Three balls and two strikes, and hopefully in a save opportunity as the Rough Riders would love to pick up a run right here and go into the bottom of the ninth inning with the lead. Here's Vizcaino with the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball foul to the right side. A nice play in protection by John Matthews of catcher Scott Capers in the bullpen on field down the right side. Still three balls and two strikes. Vizcaino has his sign. He delivers. Bannister takes high and outside, ball four. And the Rough Riders have the go-ahead run aboard with nobody out here in the ninth inning. Caber Rodriguez bats. And you wonder if Rodriguez might lay down a bunt here. Bannister has great speed, and you have Wyatt Langford's bat on deck, who's 1-for-4 tonight. But over his last six games, he has had a whopping 11 hits. We'll see if he squares to bunt. Corners creep in. Here's the stretch. And the first offering. Instead, he lines it foul to the right side over our heads. And it's 0-1. Tied at four here in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball, low and away strike. 0-2. You would love for Langford to get an opportunity with two aboard here, at least a guy in scoring position. Riders as a team are just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position tonight. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air, down the right side, and it's a foul ball out of play. Still no balls and two strikes. Had a decent crowd on hand tonight. They're all huddled up in the concourse over the overhang. Under the overhang, I should say. Vizcaino ready from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. Fastball chopped to the first baseman. Beer backhands, flips it onto the covering pitcher. Vizcaino just beats Camber Rodriguez, and that's as good as a bunt. Bannister down to second base. There's one out here in the ninth inning. A good job by Rodriguez to put it on the ground the opposite way and move Zion Bannister over to second base for Wyatt Langford. They might intentionally walk Wyatt Langford here. And honestly, if I were the Sod Poodles, I would. We'll see if they pitch to him. Tied at four in the top of the ninth inning. They will pitch to him. Wow. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Wyatt Langford. He takes for a strike, and it's 0-1 with a breaking ball. Langford flying out to the warning track in left field his last time up back in the seventh inning. That's when the wind was blowing in from left, and you wonder if the wind wasn't blowing at the time, if that would have left the ballpark. The 0-1. Swinging a hard line drive, base hit into left field. Bannister up to third. He gets the stop sign right there, and he rounded around third. The throw in time. Oh, no. Bannister rounded too far around the third base bag, tried to scamper in. It was cut off by the third baseman, Cintron. He fired back to the shortstop, Duzenac, who laid the tag down on him, and he's out. Oh, no. So a hard line drive by Langford at 111 miles an hour off the bat, but Bannister went too far around the third base bag, and he was out at third. Oh, brother. So Langford gets the base hit. It's his sixth multi-hit game in a row. He's off of first for Liam Hicks. The pitch. Fastball strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 111 miles an hour exit velocity from Wyatt Langford. Goodness gracious. He hit it too hard. The pitch. He goes. It's high and away. Throw down to second. In time. Caught stealing, and that's the end of the top of the ninth. Tied at four to bottom of the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, it's been a wild one. Tied at four at the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders turn to their fourth pitcher of the night. It's Michael Brewer who takes over. The runs that Florencio Serrano allowed in the eighth inning, three runs, two homers to tie the game. Those are the first runs the bullpen for the Rough Riders has allowed in the first four games of this series. And they come to tie the game. Well, Michael Brewer is the new pitcher, the top of the order due up for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Four runs, five hits, and an error for the Rough Riders. Amarillo, four runs, eight hits, and no errors. Camden Dusenak leads things off in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders have been walked off here in Amarillo once this year. Brewer trying to make it so it's not twice. And time called. Dusenak steps out. Michael Brewer, the right-hander, working from the stretch, he fires. Dusenak shows bunt, puts it down the third baseline. It's a beauty. Brewer off the hill, no play. Nothing anyone can do. They just watch it roll, and it stays fair. Dusenak with a perfect bunt base hit down the third baseline, and he's aboard to lead things off in the ninth inning. And Tim Tawa, the batter now. Brewer, the 23-year-old out of Hillsboro, Missouri, was our pregame interview guest today with Josh. And he's looking to come up with a big outing here. And it doesn't help with a runner at first already to lead things off. Here's Tim Tawa. He might bunt. Here's the stretch from Brewer and the first pitch to Tawa. Instead, he swings away and misses at a breaking ball below the zone, and it's 0-1. Tawa 0-3 tonight with a walk. They have two walk-off homers this year, the Sod Poodles do. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside. One ball and one strike. Seth Beer on August 5th against Corpus. A.J. Vukovic on August 29th against Midland. Brewer ready from the stretch. And he kicks and delivers. It's a swing and a miss. A fastball right by him. 1-2. Overall in the season, 5 walk-off wins. They haven't had one since that August 29th walk-off solo homer by Vukovic. Jordan Lawler with the walk-off double against the Rough Riders in April. Here's the 1-2 from Michael Brewer. Way high with a fastball, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Great job by Garcia springing out of his crouch and grabbing that one before it went back to the backstop. 2-2 on Tawa. Runner at first, nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, tied at 4. Here's the stretch from Brewer. And the pitch in. Just a bit low, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Tawa. With this being the top of the order, you have Caleb Roberts on deck, who's 0-3 tonight with a walk. But he is 4th in slugging percentage in the Texas League. And then you have A.J. Vukovic, who's the active leader in the Texas League in RBIs with 95 after him. So it's a gauntlet here at the top of the order. 3-2. Here's Brewer's stretch. And he fires in the pitch to Tawa. Runner takes off, swinging a line drive, center field, base hit. Dusenak around second, on his way to third. The throw into second base, and it's runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth. So the Rough Riders will have to play their infield in now with Caleb Roberts at the plate. A hit and run, or maybe a run and hit. Either way, it was a fastball at the top of the zone, and Tawa singled up the middle into center at 99 miles an hour off the bat. Now, Caleb Roberts, as mentioned, 0-3, and we might see an intentional walk. Yep, they do intentionally walk him to load the bases to get a force play at home. So they'll deal with A.J. Vukovic and get the righty-righty matchup. Vukovic, as mentioned, 95 RBIs this year. That's the most actively in the Texas League and the second most in the Texas League as a whole, only trailing former Uprider Thomas Sajesi. Vukovic has had a really good year, 263, 24 home runs, and 95 runs batted in. He's 2-for-3 tonight with a walk. Bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the ninth inning, tied at 4. Brewer stretches, fires. Vukovic sends it in the air down the right field line. Foul territory, Zavala racing after it, and it's out of play. It's 0-1. That's one that if it was going to land as a foul ball, you want to let that go, because if it was caught, then it would easily be a sacrifice fly to end the game, and you want to let that one drop if you're Aaron Zavala. It didn't matter, it was out of play anyway. And Brewer just balked, and the game is over. Oh, no. He balks in the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning, and it's a 5-4 win for Amarillo. Oh, goodness. What a way to finish. Michael Brewer came set and then started and stopped, and he balked. Nate Diedrich made the call, the third base umpire, and the Riders fall here in game four of this six-game series by a final score of 5-4 in just a tragic fashion. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, it was an odd one tonight here in Amarillo. Fourth game of the series. Back and forth game. There were some exciting moments. There were times we thought the game was about to end due to rain. There were multiple moments right at the end of the seventh inning, for example. We thought, okay, rain's coming down really hard, just finished an inning. They're probably going to call it here. The Sod Poodles defenders didn't come out of the dugout to warm up defensively, but the game continued. And then Amarillo hit two home runs in that eighth inning, tied the game, and then walked it off on a balk in the bottom of the ninth. The balk off today to give Amarillo the 5-4 win over Frisco tonight. Wyatt Lankford did have two hits today. His second almost scored a run. Zion Bannister came around from second, and because of his speed and the base hit getting to left, you think, okay, he'll probably score. But the problem for one, tough to get footing for Bannister. Problem for two, the ball was hit so hard, it got to the left fielder Roberts so fast at 111 miles an hour. And so Bannister wasn't able to score, and in fact came around third, was given the stop sign, stumbled, couldn't get back to third, and was tagged out there. And that would have been the tying run for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth. And then the Sod Poodles scored without recording an out. Cam Dusenak, the hero, who scored the first run today on a home run in the first inning and scored the last run today on a balk in the bottom of the ninth. Ryan Garcia gets a no decision today, but a good performance for the right-hander. Frisco's starter goes five innings and allows just one run. It was that home run to Dusenak, the very first batter he faced, went yard. And he did not allow a run the rest of the game, five innings, and struck out five with five hits. And he did also walk five, but he worked around those and didn't allow a run after that first batter. Reed Burlingmeyer, two hitless innings. Florencio Serrano blew the save, allowed the tying run, and then Michael Brewer suffers the loss with his one run allowed on the balk in the bottom of the ninth inning. Well, the good news is we'll get to see Jack Leiter one more time. That's tomorrow night at 7:05 in Game 5 of this six-game series. Nick Krauth is the final pitcher of the season for the Rough Riders. That's in the 1:05 start on Sunday. But Jack Leiter tomorrow for the Rough Riders in this fifth and second-to-last game for the Rough Riders here in Amarillo. Well, the Texas Rangers falling tonight to the Cleveland Guardians 12-3, the final score. And that one from Cleveland. It looked like a pretty good game offensively for a few different guys. Evan Carter did get a base hit, a double for Evan. And also saw Johnny Ornelas, former Rough Rider, go 1-for-1 in the game with a run scored. And Corey Seager with a base hit, as well as Sam Huff. And, but not enough offense, and the Rangers lose 12-3 to the Guardians today. Well, again, we'll be back tomorrow at 7:05 with a pregame show that begins at 6:50 tomorrow evening in the penultimate game of the series. Well, for Zach Bigley and Corey Hilborn, we're signing off here on this Friday evening from Amarillo. Talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 pregame, 7:05 first pitch, right here on the Riders Baseball Network. Until then, so long, everybody, from Amarillo.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!